Blog Talk Radio.
It's gonna be a big heartbreaker. Grandma needs a new pacemaker. And the doctor says, I realize she's ill. But there's talk of legislation on all our medication. And maybe all we can do is put her on a pain pill. Oh, me. Hey, Congress, you vote Obamacare. We'll vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You be out on your... Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it in words you might understand, if you had the common sense that God gave a billy goat, you'd no doubt notice that your constituents, the electorate, that's us voters, are on to your pork barrel special interest tax and spend scam. Or to put it more succinctly, we've heard from Hannity, Beck, and Limbaugh. What you got in mind for Grandma? We found this O'Reilly fella on Fox. We're kinda like Joe the plumber. And when we crunch the numbers, it all adds up to voting you out at the ballot box. You vote Obamacare. We're gonna vote you out of there. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You're gonna be out on your... Cause we the people have awakened. And to put it mildly, we're harboring feelings of extreme alienation due to copious amounts of horse manure that have been shoveled out of the White House and the Capitol building, and we sense that we are being royally defecated upon. Yeah, we're getting the impression that you think we are not relevant to these proceedings and dismissing our input into the situation. And please tell Nancy Pelosi we're gonna do the hokey-pokey. Put the right ones in, pull the left ones out. We the people have awakened to your tricks. You vote to let this pass. You're gonna be out on your... Well, we the people have awakened. And you might want to start looking for another line of work. How about the medical profession? Yeah, they're gonna need everybody they can get that'll put up with the red tape and the pay cut. Hey, why don't you kill every last job, tax every last penny, and infringe on every last God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Because let me tell you, ain't nobody happy with you. We the people have awakened, and it occurs to me that you might really like it down in Venezuela.
Daniel. Joe, welcome.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
You missed Joe's show. He's probably upset with you.
Oh, goodness, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, we called you. We called you from the switchboard.
I was really sick.
Oh,
Daniel,
yeah.
You didn't miss shit. It was a shit show.
What was it about?
I wanted to present some techniques for conflict resolution with regards to people in the different ideologies.
But, oh, that's good.
You know, people who are liberals versus people who are conservatives, libertarians, et cetera. But it didn't go off exactly the way I planned. But if there's another time, it will.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss anything. And don't let your cousin guilt you, okay?
Let me get Gene, you're on, I think, coming on. Adrian, you're here. Welcome, both of you.
Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello, y'all.
Good evening. How's everyone?
How you doing, Adrian?
Goody.
How are you?
Tell you what, Bianchi and John Doe had a good debate the other night.
Really?
No, it wasn't. That's part of the shit show. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was a good debate.
God, no, it wasn't. Oh, please.
Joe, what,
you,
on Monday?
Was,
yeah.
Joe wasn't even awake. So don't give me that crap. You were gone.
I wasn't. I was there. I was letting him talk, and I said, this is nonsense. So, no.
Let me get
next
Larry
time
in.
Different. Mm-mm. I mean,
Lori.
Lori's here. Hey, Lori.
Hello. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Look at Miss Cheerful. How you? Just because you slept on the couch doesn't mean you have to be cheerful. Just because I wasn't there doesn't mean you have to be cheerful.
I'm cheerful because I'm getting ready to do my cat litter box, and this show gave me an excellent opportunity to procrastinate on that. So.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, Lori, don't feel that you're imposing on Jemima because she didn't have a show again this Friday.
I know. I don't know what's going on with her. She hasn't gotten back to me either.
Hang on.
Oh, something's wrong. I hope nothing's really bad with her, but if she's not showing up.
Hold on, please. Somebody's making racket in the background. Now,
as Dean.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know how I pointed it out? Probably Cinnamon. The thing is that...
No, not on yet.
Oh, no?
Not yet.
It's, yeah, because Jemima, I don't know if you've ever been to her show, Donna. She has a very nice show, too, okay? Comes on Fridays from 9 to 12, and when another good hostess comes back from Alaska, then she and Lori will team up again to have another nice show from 6 to 9. And, but...
Friday night I was looking for some show, and I couldn't remember the name of it, but I was looking for anything that caught my eye. I didn't see anything.
No, it probably wasn't. I don't remember. It was just yesterday, too. I don't think I found anything either. And, you know, Jemima's show is very good. She's an immigrant who's more of an American than a lot of other Americans. She fights for her rights as an American. She likes the Constitution. So she has a very nice show on Freedomizer. So if you remember Freedomizer, then you just, you know, you can always
get around. I do get proof positive. I get an email when his show comes on. But when Lori's from Blog Talk comes on, I don't get it.
Well, that's because you erased it.
No, I didn't erase it.
Oh, and you told me you erased it.
You got to stop following to not get it. Not try.
I just want to get you in trouble with Lori because then Lori goes, honey, why?
You know you're a liar, Joe.
Well, even if he did automatically, like, set up a rule in his email to automatically filter out and delete Lucid Libertarian notifications, I would not be able to be upset with him about that because guess what? It's a free fucking country, right? Mm-hmm. And if he wants to do that, then that's up to him. And, you know, hey, whatever. You know, if you have, like, 500 million, you know, emails coming in all the time, then I can see why you might set up a rule to limit which ones you actually care about. So,
be quiet.
You know, that's...
Yeah, because he didn't eliminate you at all.
Yeah, your bullshit started getting real deep.
Eliminate.
She's a philosopher, so leave her alone. Oh,
all
by
right.
the way, Daniel, God damn it, I hope your mom's on tonight. We miss her.
Yeah, I talked to her earlier. She said she's going to be listening, and if she can get on, she sure will.
I hope so.
All right, Bianchi, you're on.
Hey, Bianchi. She's been missing in action for about 2 to 3 weeks now.
I know, right?
Can't blame her, but, you know, we like her here.
Yeah, I do too, y'all. I do.
Well, I've been giving her enough stuff on Facebook to read, so she should be... have a hands full.
Oh, that's why she's not here, because you probably said, Big Kathy, this is Bianchi. And she said, Okay, I'm eliminating that message.
How you guys doing, Joe and
Very
Donnie
good.
And Daniel?
What's up, Pinaki?
We have Gene,
always
Laurie
good.
Anton, and
Laurie, Gene. Always good to be home,
Adrian,
man.
Adrian's here.
Adrian.
Oh, yeah, Adrian. Adrian's here, too, yeah.
Hey, hello, Adrian. How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
He said her
it's
and her husband had a her and her husband had a good time last week. And
that's good.
I don't
want
to ask you
good.
To elaborate because I can imagine what it is.
We'll talk about that in overtime.
Yeah.
And our show starts turning into XXX.
That's okay. That's also fun.
Oh yeah, that's prime time equals X rated. Yeah,
got that right.
Since Lori told me about that R rated, I've never thought about it, but now that's what we are, R rated.
That might be an idea, the way Black Talk Radio was going, because I think, I don't know if they're surreptitiously canceling people or making them hang up, but my phone again, I think it's the app mostly, but I wouldn't be surprised if Block Talk Radio just suddenly said, nah, we don't want him on the air.
Well, they sold it. I know Block Talk was sold, but I haven't heard anything. So far,
I haven't been able to find anything out about that either.
No?
Yeah.
I thought they were sold to a company
over
in the UK.
One at a time. One at a time.
A company in UK bought them, Laurie.
When did this happen, Dan?
Last year.
It was some time ago.
Well, I know that.
Maybe 2 years ago.
It was a while back. The last one that I know about, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should be happy that it wasn't China that bought them.
They got a picture. They got a picture of their staff.
Oh, yeah?
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 20, about 25 people. Look like they practiced extermination. They only got one black face in there.
Oh,
it must be over. Must be over in Europe.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking at my show statistics, and 8.42% of my listeners are from China.
Good.
That's the number two country listening. Yeah,
really?
8.42% is China listening to my show.
Well, I looked at mine. Canada is number two with us. But we did bring in Spain somehow and South Korea. And I don't even know where do you find that when you're on the show?
In a new tab, open up your dashboard.
No dashboard?
Spain, that's probably the alley down.
And then scroll down a little bit past like the graph stats, and then it has visitors by country.
Yeah.
And so, mine is United States, China, Canada, Russia, and Spain are my top five.
Oh, I screwed up. Yeah, Britain is our second with 5.48. Canada, Germany, South Korea, Australia. What is it? Indonesia. I'm just reading them.
You know where their headquarters is, Donnie? In San Antonio, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many thousands of people do these shows, and they got 25 people working. None on the weekend. None. Zero.
Oh, really?
No. Not anymore. No. Nope. My friend.
San Antonio,
they take like a long time to get back to you, too. Like, I put in a question for their support, and it took them like 3 days to get back to me. And this was during the week.
Yeah.
Well, they probably get tired of the same question all the time.
Well, then they need to put a question
sure
and
do.
Answer thing in their
right.
deal, and quit being bugged by these simple little questions if that's what they think. A lot of people want to know how to use a mixer. And I know that's a lot of questions because that's when they had it before, that's what the main thing was. How do you hook, use a mixer through your computer to do Blog Talk Radio like I do?
Yeah.
And I had to call New York to a friend of mine, and he had to walk me through it. It's not hard at all, but that's a lot of the questions.
How you use the regular mixer? Alter your voice, your audio a little bit.
Yeah. You can see, make sure everybody's on the same level when they're talking. I like that. Because if you're on your phone, I can't do that on my phone. And what else? I can modulate, make everything sound pretty good. And then I can play tapes, too, where I can't when I'm on my phone. Well, I probably could if I wasn't so ignorant about my phone. But since I am, I use it.
Well, you want me to send him a note? This is Pianki. So Donnie want to know how to use a mixer.
I already use a mixer, Pianki. I don't need no help. They already broke the agreement we had.
And, oh, really?
What agreement?
I had an agreement for how long? Well, Cinema's not here yet. Probably 11, 12, maybe 13 years. Where I paid $29.99.
Bust the deal, you face the wheel.
What?
That was on Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Remember, bust a wheel, bust a deal, face the wheel.
Okay, Daniel, go
y'all
ahead.
Y'all don't remember that.
Probably means being
I guess it's legal now.
I would assume.
Take barbiturate in Alabama now, I guess. Okay, go ahead. Anyway, they broke the agreement because they sent me an email years and years ago. If you sign up, you remember, you used to be able to do a show more than a half hour for free. I think an hour, maybe.
Was it
an hour?
Yeah.
And then they started charging. So once they started charging, they were going to charge $39.99 for 2 hours.
Right.
And so they sent me, if I signed up now, it would be $29.99. All these years. What's going on? I'm getting feedback. That helps.
Are you? Is it me? I'm going to put myself on mute.
I don't know if that's you or not.
I'll put it on mute anyway.
Everything started blowing up. Of course.
And it's not me.
No, it's not you. Okay, and as soon as they sold it, a few months later, boom. They won't let.
No.
They said you can't do your show until you pay the piper.
Not only that, when the shows used to be an hour for free, a friend of mine gave me her show. I still have it, but I just don't use it. And the reason why is because they shortened that free show from an hour to a half hour.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do it in what they would call prime time. So, you would have to present your show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you couldn't do it after 9 p.m. You couldn't do it until, you could only do it before 12 noon. Things like that.
Yeah, I
remember. In other words, you couldn't get much traffic doing that.
No.
Yeah, now in the free account now, you only get a 15-minute show per day. Can't be in prime time hours, obviously. And you can only pick up to 2 callers per session. Like,
wow.
Oh, boy. Two callers?
15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Audio, only 3 audio clips can be stored, and only 30 minutes of content, or 30 hours of content hours can be stored on the free accounts now.
They are wasting such a great resource. People love to talk more than they like to type. If they actually knew how to market this platform, because some of the features are better than Spreaker, TalkShoe, et cetera. This thing could blow up, but no. It's like what I've always faced when I was hired to do to offer some advice to at least one company in advance, and then one another. But they don't listen, you know? They just don't listen. Everybody likes progress, but nobody likes change. It's amazing. I used to almost
pull
my hair out.
You're right.
All right. Cinnamon, I'm getting you on right now. Hello, Cinnamon.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Cinny.
Hello.
I used to like when they had the free shows for the hour, because you would come across some just crazy people. Out having fun.
Some good, funny people from Indiana. Remember the guy from Indiana? And we used to, Indianapolis. He can get his guitar.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
And there were actually some good shows, too, that you could tune into. You could actually find at least one good show per day, two shows per day with the free show. But then, you know, they change everything around, and, of course, people don't want to pay the $29, then the $39, and the $49. Eh.
I don't even know what it is. What is for 3 hours, Orianne?
That's the $40, or no, that's the gold plan. Let me open it back up again. And it's normally the $100 a month, or $99 a month.
Oh,
for the 3 hours per day.
Really?
Yeah, and then that allows up to 100 callers per session, up to 3 hours per day, 1,000 content hours, 2,000 audio storage, and all that kind of good stuff. And then, but I got in on a discount to upgrade. They applied a discount, so I'm getting it for $49.
Good.
$49.50 a month for another, like, 4 months or so. So for 6 months, I'm on that $100 plan for half price.
Well, geez, it doesn't seem like it would be worth paying an extra $60 for one more hour, because 2 hours is only $39.99, unless that went up. It was $39.99 when they came and jabbed me. So I don't.
Yeah, the silver plan is $39 a month for the 2 hours per day.
And $60 more dollars for an hour? And plus, you know, I guess, you know, content.
Yeah, and then you got the direct connect for listeners as part of the gold plan, so
that
on your page can do direct connect. And then extra visibility, whatever that means.
You get an extra, you get a badge. You know, I like those. You see in the big square, you know, has somebody's show on there. And that's the badge. They call that a badge. So that's cool.
Yeah. And then the premium plan, the premium plan is $249 a month. And that's for the 4 hours per day.
Yeah. That's for a rating.
Unlimited content hours, and then has ad-free show pages and a live embeddable player.
Hmm.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Embedded player.
Me neither.
Sounds good.
But then that premium platinum, that's what gives you, like, that premium plan. You're always on the homepage, you know, as far as featured shows and stuff, so you get, you know, front page visibility all the time.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, this has been a busy, busy news week. And I can't find too much on, because everybody's been busy with everything else, is the school, the bill, where was it? New Hampshire? Somewhere. That allows now. The Supreme Court allows Catholic school, private schools, to get money. And the teachers union and everybody else was totally against that. But now, if you want to send your child, you get to take your money and pay for it. And get help paying for it, I should say. But nobody's...
The federal money? The federal student money you're talking about?
Yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah.
You're talking about they get to use the federal money that would have gone for their students to the public school?
you know more about it than I do, Gene. I'm just throwing that out there so maybe somebody
knows.
No,
I don't. I'm asking because I didn't hear that, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, that was buried in all the gun law and of course, abortion was this. And they had the voice on, and she said it's wonderful for school of choice.
Yeah, now they can use school choice money at quote-unquote religious schools, where in the past they didn't want that to happen. Now, right. This is what they do. This is a dagger to the heart of leftists and Democrats by way of the teachers' unions, because, simple, people are going to pull their child out. That bill's going to get less money. They're going to do away with teachers. And when they do away with teachers, there's less resources that's coming into the two teachers unions, the major ones, American Federation of Teachers and the National Association, National Education Association, and they don't get the dues. Well, sooner or later, hopefully they just disappear.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And right now, the K through 12, you can sign up and just go to school right at home on a computer. I've been seeing the advertisement for it. And
well, I have a question regarding that, though. Does that follow even like the homeschool student? If the parent chooses to homeschool, do they get those special funds?
It's up to the district. And they're not getting federal funds per se because...
What do you mean it's up to the district?
The federal government don't have no say so in how your school is run unless you let them.
No. You're missing my point. My question is if they can use those federal dollars to send their child to a private school, does that also mean that if you choose to homeschool, you can use those federal dollars for your homeschooling expenses?
Well, some school districts don't take federal dollars, believe it or not, but they steal public dollars, and a parent may want to send their child to a religious school. Now, and that has been a drawback because the unions have complained about that, and the court said, well, parents got a right to take their child wherever they want to and use that money.
So that's what I'm getting at is a majority of schools do use federal dollars. It filters through the state, but there's still federal dollars that they're using for the schools. So the reason I ask is because my neighbor is homeschooling, and I was just going to have her look into it if that's the case. I might tell her about it and have her look into it because, you know, homeschooling ain't cheap either. You've still got supplies, and you've still got to go through certain what they call accredited things to be able to, you know, so your child is accredited.
The curriculum should be signed off by some agency,
right?
And the only federal dollars that and it may be more Title I, which is free and reduced lunch plan. You got Title IX, which applies to a girl sports, but I don't know how that's running nowadays, seeing you got males participating in girl sports, and you got other entitlements, like, for instance, like ROTC. If you take ROTC, then you can't do certain things because the federal government can't do certain things. They can't discriminate against homosexuals. They can't discriminate against transgenders and so on and so on. So then that's how it comes about that the school district got to start accepting those things if they accept federal dollars.
Well, I do know, too, though, if they're homeschooling, they do have the ability to still utilize sports and things of that nature.
Absolutely, because you're paying taxes for it.
Right. So,
all the money, and I don't know how much, but it should be all. If a normal school district building for your child to sit there and be counted daily toward what they call in Missouri the average daily attendance rate, well, all that money should follow that child when you choose to put them someplace else.
See, here in Michigan, we have what they call count days, and they count them out only on certain days of the year. because they'll tell them, make sure your child's in school because it's the count day. Don't let them stay home sick. We'll send them home, but they need to be here so we can count them.
Yeah.
Did you?
So, no, this is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. What I've seen of it, what I could find of it.
It's a very good thing.
They say it's a damn good thing. Update education requirements effective immediately, United States Army. And I can't read that. Individuals may enlist without a high school diploma or GED if they meet the following criteria. And this is for regular Army only. Must meet MOS qualifications, must be 18 years old at the time of enlistment, must score 50 or higher on the ASVAP, and they must ship out during this year, 2022. So there you go.
Well, there goes some old cannon fodder.
Oh, man. 50 or higher, folks. MOS, which...
That was reversed because at one point in time they had stopped taking because they just weren't smart enough to operate and utilize the technology, especially in the Navy. The Navy stopped taking a lot of recruits walking like that.
Yeah. Navy and Air Force. Air Force stopped it, too.
So if they're taking them under this type of criteria, I wonder what's getting ready to happen now.
I don't know. It almost looked like a draft notice to me.
There's a bump in the recruitment stats for the Navy because of Top Gun Maverick.
Oh. Everybody wants to be a Top Gun.
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Get better just stay on their computers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the updated educational requirements for the United States Army. Well, that's something.
Daniel still on?
Yeah,
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, all week long, I've been trying my best to get abducted. I changed my deodorant and put on clean socks.
Changed his underwear?
I've done away with my boxer. I've done away with my BVD, and I got boxer underwear on. They just won't they won't take me. What the hell?
You know, I think you need to head out toward Nevada, Arizona.
Yeah, Utah.
Or the Alaska Triangle.
Stand around the desert, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or that
guys...
Alaskan Triangle that me and Donnie watched a lot of. You can go up there, and yeah, you'll be a Bigfoot to get you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Something to get you.
Something to get you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
They said there's the biggest pyramid in ice, and they were showing it. And you could see the tip of it pretty
crazy.
Good. And it's all in ice, encased in ice. But we should have
Well,
been
if
able...
that's the case, I like to see that.
Well, you got to look it up there, Pianchi. I don't even know. I seen it on the History Channel. That's where I seen it.
Me too.
And
I
said, damn, I wonder if Pianchi's watching this. It was just on the other day. Showed it.
Yeah,
tip
I like
of it.
To see that.
Yeah. They said it's bigger, and they showed the... what they, you know, how big they thought it was. And pretty good size, boy.
Yup.
Yeah, so anyway, how about people going crazy about the abortion reversal?
I think the power rests with the states as, you know, as it should. I mean, that's what the Constitution says.
Well, half these morons out there in the street don't realize that.
I know.
They don't know. They haven't been told, hey, by the way, you get to vote for it, moron. If you stick it on the ballot.
Well, they're listening to Biden flat out lie, saying that, oh, you know, Supreme Court just reversed a constitutional right for abortion. And so they're believing Biden's bullshit. And it's like, no, it's never been a constitutional right for them to get an abortion. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I had that same question. Where in the Constitution does it state that you have the right to an abortion and or right to health care? You don't. It isn't in there.
And that's why it was overturned. Okay.
Exactly.
Nine men shouldn't have made that decision back in 1973. And I remember I was 18 years old when that decision came down. And I can remember a lot of people in school were all happy as hell. You know, like, wow.
Well, if it was all women, all midgets, the decision shouldn't have been made by the Supreme Court because it's unconstitutional.
No, it shouldn't have been.
Well, and I looked up.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was just saying, I looked up where, you know, I was like, where in the Constitution? And they're trying to say it's under, you know, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, and the right to privacy. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. If you're misinterpreting that, you're really stretching, you know, way, you need to be Stretch Armstrong to bring that one in. And that's what they ruled it under in 73.
And well, I ain't like, never seen the right of life, liberty, and happiness in the context of the Constitution. Is that the preamble? Preamble is not the content of the Constitution.
I'm just telling you what I read when they were talking about.
I'm in on them, not you.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I apologize. But, you know, I'm like, you know, you guys are really, that's like, I have a Chevy truck, you know, or a Chevy, okay, here we go. I got a Chevy Chevette, but I say it's a Chevy 2500 truck. I mean, it's a Chevy. That's the only thing it has in common. You know, it's a real stretch for me to say that Chevette is a 2500 truck.
Yeah, just because good. I would say.
and that's pretty much what the Supreme Court did in 73 was they really stretched that out very, to the point where it didn't even make sense.
Yeah, when I was older and really looked into it, because when I was 18, I didn't really care. I didn't even understand it, really, and neither did anybody I knew. So when I got older and looked into it, I was wondering, how in the world did that thing become a law? How did that become a law?
Well, I'm gonna.
But it's not a law. It was a Supreme Court decision. It's not even
right.
a law.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a decision.
Well, and even in the state of Michigan, we have a law on the books since the 1930s that states if you have an abortion, if you give an abortion, if you partake in any way of assisting an abortion, it is a criminal offense. And our attorney general is saying, well, I'm not going to prosecute nobody if they do that.
Well, you need to get rid of his ass.
Well, you have to go according to our law, and then if you want to change the law, you have to go through the proper procedures to do so. You can't just unilaterally decide you're not going to uphold the law. Because then, you know what, I can go shoot somebody if I want to and say, you know what, you didn't uphold that law, why are you going to uphold this one?
Well, hold on.
You
got the DOJ sanctioning most of this crap going on right now. They, instead of getting rid of these people that's protesting in front of all the justice houses, and they could have done that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever it started. But they didn't. The DOJ allowed it to happen, and it's against the law. And they know it.
Yep.
Everybody knows it, and they will not stop it. And now, did you see what they were doing in front of Justice Thomas's house?
I like to go over there and protect his house for about a week.
And there are about four cops out there and all that mess, kind of, you know. Yeah.
They don't look like they know what they're doing. I'll show them how to protect his house.
Yeah.
You know, and something else that's really bothered me about these people that are, you know, speaking out that their constitutional rights and et cetera, and I'm going to take this in a direction, Don, I'm sure you're not going to be happy with. But these people that profess to be Christians that are upholding abortion, you know, scripture, and they throw out scripture, you know, saying they're Christians, and then it's very clear in scripture. In Jeremiah, he says, I knew you before you were formed in the womb. When Elizabeth was pregnant and Mary was Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist and Mary was pregnant with Jesus, Elizabeth states that John leapt in her womb. And okay. He also says, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And, you know, it's like, I don't know how somebody that can profess to be a Christian can support abortion. Oh, they do. They do.
They don't. They don't obey the Bible. They don't obey the U.S. Constitution, and it's not the law. It's the Constitution. Don't let people bamboo you into.
Hold on.
I was just gonna say, I know people that have professed to be Christians.
Yeah.
That support abortion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not obeying the Bible.
No, I agree.
All right.
But you said that you supposed to obey it. And now, if the law is unconstitutional, you don't obey it.
I agree.
I mean, think, if the law is unconstitutional, what are you going to argue with a person to try to convince them that it's unconstitutional?
Right.
You're just wasting your time.
Well, and as a Christian, even if it is lawful, you know, there is a law that supports that you can do something or whatever. As a Christian, we are supposed to filter it through God's word, and if it goes against God's word, we're not to obey that law, so to speak, i.e. abortion. Even if abortion is legal, as a Christian, you should not be supporting it because it does not line up with God's word.
Okay. All right. Enough. Anyway,
Tommy, can you lead us all in prayer?
No. I want to get Joe back. Joe's already went for the razor blade. Oh, man. Go ahead. Who is that? Sound like a...
Nothing. Forget it.
Go ahead, Gene.
I was just going to say, you know, it's like just because we have different views, especially with our core beliefs, you know, doesn't make them, you know, like we should have... brush each other off, you know?
No, no,
or
you're
pull
fine.
It off and,
you're fine.
No, we ain't trying to brush you off or
okay.
Get one up on you, as people try to do.
Well,
I got one better.
One up on me,
I got one better.
I don't think I have one better than the Bible myself.
I don't have one better than the Bible.
I'll let you, Bianchi. Go for it.
Okay.
But... I don't know. And then the gun rights thing this week was huge, too. That was huge.
What was that?
The gun rights from New York.
Yeah.
And that was huge.
Oh, yeah. That was very big. And that's all I heard about was the gun law and then abortion. Who's making a racket here?
Oh, I had opened the door. My dog wanted out. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, and then we were seeing on the news tonight, they're like, more gun violence. And then one of them was Chicago. And I'm like, and they've got the strictest gun laws in some of the strictest gun laws in Chicago. Please,
yeah.
It's not the laws we need. It's
the people.
It's enforcing.
It's the people.
It's enforcing the laws that we have. We don't need more restrictions. This red flag thing, I'm sorry, that is a no-go.
That's bad. The red.
If I'm mad at you, Don, like I could just call and go, I'm mad at him. Okay, I think he's a lunatic, so I can take his gun.
I know.
Just because I'm pissing you.
Yeah.
The other thing that bothers me is the background checks. If for whatever reason, say at some point you were struggling with depression, and you got put on a medication for depression, that it based on the background checks, you cannot own a gun. And I find that wrong. I think they need to dig deeper into it and find out what's going on, you know, instead of just saying blatantly no. Because I know people that have battled depression
And just because they battle depression doesn't mean they're psycho and want to go shoot up people or kill themselves.
You know, it's too blanket instead of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I
and
thought
that's
it
wrong.
I don't like that law at all. But
even a lot of ex-military have struggled with depression. A lot of ex-military cannot get a gun, and I think that's wrong.
I agree. I think, and they deliberately do it that way, though. They deliberately make it vague so that they can put entire groups of people to fall into it. And so that's the problem with it. And I'm hoping that, you know, hey, if our Supreme Court needs to do a better job, and I hope that this new legislation comes up before the Supreme Court and they shoot it down, to be quite honest with you, because it is deliberately vague. I think it's absolutely unconstitutional. I think that, you know, a case needs to come up that invalidates so many of these gun law restrictions, not just New York's that limited concealed carry to get a special license and stuff, which obviously I absolutely agree with. But our Supreme Court needs to do a better job of upholding our Second Amendment and the constitutionality of open carrying, concealed carry, all of it, you know, and
I agree.
They're going to more stringent, you know, more stringent background checks for people ages over 18 and under 21, you know, 18 to 21. How unconstitutional is that? You're a legal adult. Why should you have to be under extra scrutiny because of your age? That is age discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
There are
so
many constitutional problems with this law. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I
but
see.
But you
yeah,
what kind of go to the military at 18 and handle a gun, and, you know, it makes
what
no
kind
sense.
Of damn background you going to have at 18? Hell, you just getting out the damn house, the crib.
You're right.
It ain't like you got 40 years under your belt.
Yeah.
But that they're going to be shot down. But
and
that's
also,
one of
you
those
know,
things
yeah.
that
the
states... going
to happen is they're going to... This is a way to... You know how juvenile records are usually sealed? This is a backdoor
right.
way to make those juvenile records as you when you're a child to be more open to these background checks. It's opening the door for that. And if they're going to do it for gun control, then they're going to start doing it for all kinds of other shit too. So, you know, kiss your... In juvenile rights goodbye as well to have your record sealed because you're a kid, you know, and it's going to open up the door for even more, you know, legislation that allows for trying children as an adult, you know, open up the door for more crimes to fall under that category to do that. I just think that this is just such bad in every way.
They're trying
right.
kids as a state. Issue, but it gets back to the same thing. If the damn law is unconstitutional, states should say we're not going to enforce it. It's
well,
simple
and then
to get
if
this shit to stop.
If you've had a misdemeanor, I mean a mild, very mild misdemeanor, you cannot get a gun, which is stupid. It's stupid.
Joe, you're back on. I think this is
felons. Once they serve their time, they should be able to have weapons to protect themselves.
I agree.
John Doe, Joe, you're both on. I think
now, if you've been a murderer, even if you've been a murderer and you've served your time, I have a hard time, you know, with them having a gun. It's like when a pedophile, you know, somebody that's a recovered pedophile in charge of their nursery at church. You don't put that temptation there. You know, you just don't. But as far as, you know, mild misdemeanors or whatever – it's
well,
just
that
wrong.
Just be left up to the state.
True.
Anyhow.
All right. Joe?
Can I welcome. Jump in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John Doe.
It's a continued psyops, what Lori Ann was handing out, briefly touching up against, because once they are able to get everybody subservient to the psychoanalyst and, you know, psychologist, psychiatrist, they change the criteria because who gets to decide, you know? That's the issue, is who's getting to decide. As long as you continue to allow the decision makers to consolidate the power to the small group. It's them acting as, you know, the masters dictating to the rest of us legislative slaves. So it's all a psyops. The abortion thing, too. It's because really, truthfully, what you do in your private home, if you, you know, kill your kid, murder your baby or whatnot, nobody knows about it. If you do it outside, they want to use the government in order to manipulate it so they can get socialism in a weird, twisted sense to get you to pay for it. So they can take from those that have the money and give to those that want to be able to do that nefarious stuff, but they couldn't pay for it on their own. So they can manipulate control, and then the people who want control like that, because it's just another strategy that they can use to create divide and conquer strategies they can use to keep us divided. And as far as the gun control thing, I mean, definitely, it's get rid of that presumption of innocence. They're automatically assuming and presuming that you're guilty, and you're going to have to prove that you're worthy. Well, who's getting to decide the criteria to what's who's worthy? See, they're leaving you and me out. They're committing extrinsic fraud to you and us, and they're deciding what the criteria is, and then they're saying, well, you get due process. No, that's a perversion of due process. That's not due process. Due process, just like when you go buy a car or anything else, you get to negotiate, you know, good faith negotiations, good faith bargaining, you know, freedom of contract, freedom of association, freedom of conscience, freedom of choice. That's a part of your due process.
Okay, Joe, I think I heard you try to get in.
No, I wasn't. I was even hearing background noise. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard. Did somebody jump in? Nobody?
No.
Right. Well, go ahead, Gene.
I was just going to say, you know, like you were saying, it's a manipulation way to enslave us as a people. And you don't even know you're enslaved. And in my opinion, we've got too many laws on our books. They're too complicated. There's too many. They need to be stripped down to bare minimum again. We've got too much shit in our books.
Yeah. I do agree. We've got a lot of dumb laws.
Well, but like, for instance, owning a gun, okay? It's like, it's a constitutional right. But they made a law that you have to do this. And then they made another law that you have to do this. And then they made another law that you have to do this. And then you have to make another law to do this. It's like, no, we need to go back to the Second Amendment. And, you know, I'm sorry. And clean up all these thousands of laws that are underneath just gun ownership.
Gene, it's also a trick for them to be able to violate the Fourth Amendment, your right to, you know, be protected where it's against unreasonable search and seizures. They're using that PSYOPS mind scam trick to get around that, too, in addition to the Second Amendment. Because truthfully, they have no right to require you to get a permit or to register or disclose anything you own, because now that's making them know what you have as far as assets, but you're not allowed that same privilege and right. That's a violation of Article 4, Section 2. That's a violation of Article 1, Sections 9 and 10. No title, no ability, equal, you know, same privileges and immunities clauses. And that's before you even get to the Bill of Rights or try to go into the 14th Amendment and due process with, you know, the 5th Amendment and the 6th Amendment for impartiality. Back to you. Thank you for the time.
That's a good point. And those arguments where people talk about, well, this lady, shot the man and saved 10 lives, and this is why we need him, then somebody come up and say, well, yeah, this one guy went in and shot 3 people in the store. That's why we don't need him. All those arguments, don't engage in those arguments. Just say what the Constitution says. It's clear as a bell. It's absolute.
Like I said, absolutely. But like I said earlier, it's like, it's, you know, this all happened this week. And, you know, on the news, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. And I'm like, really push the narrative, media. Just push your narrative. Push your agenda. Go for it. Apparently, people are not going to take it anymore. We're tired. We're tired of taking the bullshit. We're tired of seeing it down. We're tired of, you know, being called conspiracy theorists or rebels or whatever you want to call us, because we're standing up for our constitutional beliefs and rights.
You're tired of them representing you like a pimp represents a prostitute.
Absolutely.
There are 6 million laws on the books. There's a guy, he either wrote a book or he penned an article about you commit 3 felonies a day. So if they wanted to arrest you on anything and everything under the sun, under the sun of Mars, they can. So, of course, what we have to do, naturally, is to stand up and allow and make the legislatures change the laws.
But laws never leave the books. Even if you change it, the law never leaves the books. That's why you have so many.
Another aspect, in my humble opinion, is those that seek office like to be bullies, and they want to dictate to you and the rest of us. They talk nice, like, I got your back. I'm going to do what you want me to do when you put me in office. But they're just lying through their teeth to get into office, because most of them have to, you know, lie, cheat, thieve, and steal and whatnot to get things done. So they get into office just because they're power hungry, and then they manipulate the situation to feed their circle of influence to keep them in power. They like to bully and coerce and manipulate people, the rest, you know, all that good exploitation, extortion, tricks, but they call it legal because it's somebody in the government doing it. That's a mind scam.
Well, you just reminded me of something that Don, you know, said many times. There's 2 types of people that run for office. Those that want power and control, and those that are actually running for the honor to serve the people. And sadly, we've gotten to the, you know, people, or most of the people want to run for the power and control, and they don't no longer want to serve the people.
Right.
Boy, it got awful quiet.
You know who I was referencing, right, Don?
Yeah.
I think everybody was waiting for somebody else to jump in. And due to the fact that there are several people that go in with the right attitude and the right heart and truly, you know, the right intentions to help we the people, but then the multinational corporations, they have their, you know, jackbooted thugs, henchmen, go meet them up and say, hey, look, either play games and we'll make you a millionaire, or if you don't want to play the games, then we're going to make you suffer. And then they learn, oh, I got to change my tune. And that's just why many people look like they're doing the right thing, because they're putting on a front and trying to make that facade make you think they're, you know, ethical, decent, valued, moral, principled people, but really they're scamming in the background. That's why, you know, they get away with a lot of stuff. They've learned how to hide that nonsense. That's why, like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and like Daniel Ellsberg, William Binney, Russell Tice, all these people that worked inside of our intelligence system trying to whistleblow and tell everybody what corruption's going on, they're the ones that's getting beat down and destroyed. And they're pretty much shut up. And they're really heroes.
That's
why they didn't like Trump. That's why they didn't like Trump. It was my dogs.
Oh, hold on.
They're running.
What's that noise?
My dogs.
That's your dogs?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're playing. They're running.
Oh, okay.
And they're panting.
Okay, I thought it was something in the system.
No, they're seeing a pool of the mile, but that's why they didn't like Trump, because Trump couldn't be bought. Trump did not go with the everyday whatever. He went against the stream. He was the salmon fishing, you know, swimming upstream. And that's what we need. Not just at the president level, but we need it all the way down, you know, to our local levels, to our school boards, everything. We need people that are not going to succumb to that pressure. You know, I mean, it's hard. I mean, I remember when my husband even ran for a position here at the UAW, when he first started at this plant. And it was a good thing me and the kids were still in Wisconsin, because they were threatening with gas cans because of him running. They were threatening to burn down. They wanted to threaten his family. But he didn't back down. He stood his ground. But we were protected because we were too far away.
Yeah, I got this, this tape shows how far these people will go. This is Antifa dressed in black, black umbrellas, and they're...
The lies, your men's lies! You don't care if the people die!
I don't know what the hell they're saying, but this is crazy. And why do we let this get away with everything?
Yeah, I think either 12 or 19 churches so far in the past few months have been attacked as a result of the abortion issue.
Yeah,
but
they are. Go ahead.
No, just reflecting back when Donald Trump's name was listed or brought in, the sad part of it is people, even as bold and as grateful I am that Donald Trump did do what he did, because he was probably the best president in my lifetime and probably within the last 100 years as far as policy positions, platform positions, but he still wasn't constitutional. He was still pushing the Fix Nicks Act and getting more information from you to purchase a gun. He's not constitutional, pushing the masks, you know, mandates crap, and helping the fast track to poison shots and what they call vaccine.
Yeah,
that
he
kind
did.
Of junk. So we really need people that truly care about honoring and respecting the dignity and due consideration of each and every citizen of the United States, and not just pander to certain elements and groups, because each faction
is fighting for their own recall him saying, hold on, I do recall him saying many times, if you don't want to take it, don't. Many times.
He still authorized fast-tracking it unconstitutionally.
Yeah, he authorized that. Yes, he did. But he said, take it if you want it. He gave
but
a shit.
You know what? But, Donnie, you're spending your money unconstitutionally, misappropriating your funds against your will to allow them to do it, even though you're still getting a choice.
Life
do you understand why he did that? Do you understand why he did that? If he had not have done that, we would still be on shutdown. 2.5 years later, we would still be shut down and in our homes.
Yeah, not only that, he had to do it because he had people that were scared and they wanted it. But like Donnie said, and I heard him say it too, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. That there is a step above what we hear coming from other avenues where they say you got to take it. If you don't, we're going to fire your ass.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not even that. It's like a lot of colleges. If you don't take it, you can't go to school here.
Oh,
you can't come to graduation.
Yeah.
No, they literally cannot go to school. I mean,
I know.
That's bad.
It's bad. We can say, yeah, it's wrong, but I don't see
it. You had the news media.
Oh, yeah.
And the only people could stop the news media is the people themselves through their decision on who sponsors that they should comply or should they buy from. Like Walmart is for refusing to let Mr. Pillip, they're not carrying his products because of his continual, rightfully so, opinion about the 2020 election. No, we shouldn't shop at Walmart.
And you make
and
a very good point.
Go ahead.
Now finish what you were doing.
No, that's cool.
No, I was going to say, you make a very good point about the media manipulating the situation. I think that's why people such as yourself have that position, that you felt that that was his only option, is because we were going to be stuck in this lockdown situation if he didn't do it. The only reason all of us have that opinion is if you were so focused on the national mainstream media that hoodwinked you psychologically, because the very guy, Robert Malone, the very doctor that helped establish the, you know, mRNA technology, you can check him out at rwmalonemd.com. Him and a number of other groups have doctors and scientists, declaration.org. There's millions of them around the world, not just here in America. And that, again, is doctors and scientists, declaration.org. And they have been petitioning and suing the courts since this stuff started. It's not getting traction because too many of us are too focused on the mainstream media and giving it credibility. And we're not backing up these people from using other alternative means to keep in touch with these people that are actually bringing the lawsuits to try to overturn it and to make the de jure true law stand. But thank you for your time. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say a majority of people, yes, are listening to nothing but mainstream media and buying their bullshit lies. You know, like when Bianchi was talking, you know, with the media, it's like, what did we see for 2 years? The infection rate. And it's like, I just noticed that they don't have a big old ticker anymore, you know, going, and very little about COVID on the news anymore. You know, it's like, because people got tired of it. It's who you choose to watch, who you choose to support, whether it be watching, purchasing, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we have the power. I mean, look at what's going on with Disney. Disney went woke. Disney's going broke. You know, Buzz Lightyear comes out, and it was a huge flop. Huge flop. It should have been one of the biggest movies, you know, to date.
Yeah.
And it was a flop. People
what
are
was
tired
the name
of the bullshit. I'm
what
sorry?
Was the name of it?
Buzz Year, I think. It's Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
Or Lightyear, I think it's called. Lightyear.
The Toy Story trilogy thing?
Yep. They didn't have Tim Allen as the voice is one thing, but Disney, you know, when they're woke, instead of, you know, welcome boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, it's welcome friends, because they want to be all inclusive. I'm sorry. I don't care how many sex changes you have. I don't care how many hormones you take. I don't care how much stuff you have cut off, added to, you know, surgically. Your bottom line DNA is either male or female. Bottom line. When they dig you up 100 years from now and they test your bones or they look at your bone structure, they're going to say, this was a male. This was a female. Our bone structures are different. Our DNA is different. They can't change that.
People change facts.
I think these.
What? Hold on.
DNA.
Hold on, Joe.
Go ahead.
Joe, I thought I heard Joe try to get in.
Yeah, people change facts all the time. They write it up according to their own confirmation bias, and that's just the good part. Then they change the facts according to the way that they want to brainwash the people. It's the old story told in 1984. And in Brave New World. In the mainstream media, which we all know about, they change facts.
Well, they've done that even like with this abortion. It's like you look at Mary Singer, and what was her goal? Was to eliminate the black population. That's what her goal was. That's why she started playing heroin. Okay? And
so
people
it
are
really
ignorant
baffles
to that.
My mind how Democrats are so pro-choice and pro-abortion, and they're screaming about this. Yet at the same time, these are the same people that back Black Lives Matter. And it's like, look at your hypocrisy here. You're supporting somebody that created Planned Parenthood in order to have abortions to kill black people, purposely put them into black neighborhoods, you know, and to eliminate it. It wasn't about population control. She wanted to eliminate the black population as much as possible.
They wanted to eliminate a race.
And yet this is what they're trying to defend right now.
Yep. It boggles your mind because people are not educating themselves as to what it was about. It's not about a choice, you know. Well, it's my body, my choice. Well, you know, there's more than one body, Anya, then. Because right now, if you're pregnant, you got another life inside you that has a totally different DNA that is a living being, as a human. But they just don't want to see, they don't want to educate themselves and see where did it stem from. And, I mean, and this is going to kind of go off topic, but I was watching a video about nursery rhymes, even, and where they stem from. And I was totally blown away. Like, Jack and Jill, that was, like, about Marie Antoinette and King, what's his name? Henry VIII. Them losing their heads and losing their lives. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. I did not know that. It's like, it put a whole new perspective on those things. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, he also wrote, I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
Well, and The Muffin Man was about the serial killer, the first serial killer in England who lived at Drury Lane. The Drury, I can't think of it, Drury something. But he was a serial killer.
Well,
I'm like, oh my gosh. And but my point is, We take things because some things happened so long ago, because I think Planned Parenthood started, what, in the 1930s, 20s, 30s, something like that. And we take what we know today and we ignore what history of it actually is. We don't want to educate ourselves. We're not told those things. So we don't even think of going and looking to see where it stems from or where it, you know, what the truth of the movement, air finger quotes, was.
When you're talking about nursery rhymes, I didn't know the history of what you've just delineated now. But what always disturbed me, even when I was a kid, was when I heard the nursery rhyme when it says, if you die before you sleep, something about your soul to keep. And
oh,
I'm thinking to myself,
that is,
and I'm thinking
that's
to
not
myself,
a nursery rhyme.
Hold
on.
What? Why are they talking about death when I'm only about 6 years old?
Okay, that is not, that is a child's prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Right.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's asking God to take care of your soul if you die before you wake.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about dying at the age of 6 or 7.
I don't know. I don't blame you a bit, Joe. And don't
unfortunately, children do pass. You know, it's...
Well, I know that, Gene. Come on.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah. Look, you're 6, 7
it's
years old.
It's building a faith in the Lord.
I know.
It's not necessarily the way to do it.
Six years old wants to hear it.
Yeah. That's all. It, you know, 6 years old, little Joey.
Yeah.
He was afraid.
I'm traumatized.
Mommy put a pillow over his face.
Right. And said, I hope the Lord your soul will take.
And take it now.
How far back does that go? What is the history on that? Because I was watching, there was a high incidence of kids not living to, you know, to be mature. You know, they would die before they were 6 years old. So it was actually kind of a big deal for a child to actually live to be 6 or 7 or 8 years old.
Well, we're not going to discuss that. That was back in the 1800s and early
1900s.
Well, my daughter used to say that to my daughter. Now lay me down to sleep, I pray my Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my Lord my soul to sleep. Now I'm going to tell you what happened with her. We had a fish in a fishbowl. And the fish died, so me and her went to the ceremony and poured the fish down the toilet and flushed it. So when she was saying her prayers and she got to thinking about that fish, she stopped.
Go ahead.
It actually started in 1781.
Okay.
In New England. And wasn't it during one of the plagues?
I don't know.
But that's the year that Laurie's talking about, 6 years
old. The Ring Around the Rosie was for one of the plagues.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But I mean,
you got the red spot with the ring around it and the pocket full of posies. The posies were supposed to help the smell of everybody decaying. And the ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Yeah, we're all dead.
I want to know any clarification. If it was diphtheria, then nobody knows. I'm also thinking about the fairy tale within the nursery rhymes about, or the just the fairy tale. How about Goldilocks? How about when you get all caught up with, by the witch and you get boiled in a cauldron? Not the kind of stuff you want to, you want to hear when you're 6 or 7.
Hickory dickory dock.
That I don't want to hear.
What's
in the
from?
Bowl, witch?
I know where
looking
that
up a little from. History, but around 1781, that is when there was an epidemic of dysentery, and there was also a smallpox epidemic in Europe, and so maybe that's where some of that comes from, is because, there was definitely some issues going on.
They were experiencing it and seeing their friends die and whatever, so... you may talk about the modern 6-year-old, but back then, they were living it. They were literally living it. And it was probably a way that actually comforted the child at the time.
That's a possibility at that time, 1781 or so, yeah. If they're seeing people die left and right, yeah.
It was a comfort to the child.
Okay.
Yeah, especially depending on what kind of dad you had. You're like, well, if I messed up again, he's going to kill me. I better pray the Lord my soul to take.
Yeah, there you go. golly, you guys are strange. Very strange. I don't know where
I was watching a thing on the Viking, too, related to this.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Right. Vikings history, they used to have a big ceremony when somebody reached 12 years old because it was so rare for a child to actually survive to live that long.
I didn't think so.
Do you have any guests tomorrow, Lori?
No, it's an open show tomorrow night on Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann. No guest or anything, so everybody is invited to call in. 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian here on Blog Talk.
What is that?
That's one pissed off lady right there, Jack.
Yeah.
Probably one of the abortion protesters.
Yeah.
That was a Clinton supporter when Trump won.
Did you see the meltdowns? Oh,
geez. Oh my God. I got tape after tape. People sending me stuff to play. Oh man, they're stripping this poor guy. I mean, they're both in pink and they're both fighting each other on the street. One girl's trying to pull one off, pulled his shorts down. Oh, God. I'll tell you what, young man. No, good Lord. People are sending me all kinds of good shit.
You're the only show that I know of that people pay attention enough to actually send you clips.
Yeah, I get a few. I don't know what this is. This is from BB, B-E-B-E-E.
Here right now, what would you tell him?
Tell him to get out of office, man. He's fucking shit up. He's old. He's falling off of bikes and shit. It's over, man. Give it up.
I tell him, let Trump back in office. He did better for the black culture.
Trump 2024.
Here right now, what would you tell him?
Tell him to get out of office, man.
All right. Says somebody on the street. Thank you. Trump did have a rally tonight. I don't know if anybody watched it. I did.
I watched some of it. Yep.
Well, what was the gist of it, guys?
Yeah, he's calling. He wants to take back the White House.
Well, he wants to take out. He wants to take back everything. He wants to. He's supporting somebody going against the incumbent that voted. And you got to remember, folks, that when he was impeached two times, it was over nothing but a rumor.
You are so right. When they impeached him about, let's say, the other side, the second impeachment about that phone call to the Ukraine, and they said they have. Eyewitnesses, audio eyewitnesses. They put three of them on the stand, and all three of them said, I didn't hear him say what, you know, the committee or the accusers said that he said. What? What are you wasting taxpayers' dollars for if you have witnesses that say, I heard it, and then you know that they didn't hear it, but you're going to put them on the stand anyway to reveal your stupidity? I couldn't understand the Democratic move at that time.
The abortion law that came down, the ruling that came down, rather, not the law, but the ruling that came down, probably wouldn't even happen. But the Democrats kept pushing more and more. If it was 12 weeks, they wanted 18 weeks. Then they wanted 24. In New York, it's 9 months. I mean, that's murder. I don't care where you live.
Right?
That's murder.
Some places is until the baby takes its first natural breath.
And they kept pushing it. And then somebody just said, enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Let's not forget what happened about 4 or 5 months ago when they really wanted to legitimize infanticide. When the baby's born, is out of the womb, 28 days, but you can still kill the baby.
They can choose to terminate the child, yeah.
You
talked about the impeachment. Look at this J6 committee. I'm sorry, that is nothing but a big-ass farce as well.
Yeah.
They're not it's like somebody has stated some of the doors that were opened for these people weigh 20,000 pounds each. And they are magnetically locked, and you have to use a code to be able to unlock that magnet. And they were opened. So they were opened from the inside, allowing people in. There's no way on God's green earth without a tank and a bomb or something that they could have opened those doors themselves and come on in.
Yeah.
But they're not going to show that at the J6 committee. They're showing the same shit over and over and over and over.
Well, they cut a lot too. They showed clips that make Trump look pretty bad. And I've got the we played the clips on this show, and I watched them. And it's I know where they clipped it, and they're just crazy. And that's why they seen the ratings that people aren't even interested in any of it. So, we're gonna have to stop this for now. We'll be back maybe in July.
You know what, too? It's not surprising because I took a look at it for about 5 minutes, and the guy that's in charge of it, Senator Thompson, or Republican, or Representative Thompson, he's got to be the most boring guy since.
He's very deliberate.
Up in the neighborhood, that guy that died. Oh, what's that guy? He used to be on Channel 13.
Sesame Street. The next door neighbor guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Won't you be my neighbor guy?
Won't you be my neighbor? That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He's more
know.
Boring than him. And I'm looking at him and I'm saying this guy can barely, you know, he takes 2 minutes to say something which could be said in 10 seconds.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did anybody notice the same thing? And then after that I said, no wonder nobody's watching this crap. And I just turned it off. You know, I just tuned to another video on YouTube.
He talks very slow and deliberate and pronounces his words. It's crazy. The whole thing, you know, they don't, by the way, Schiff was on CNN and said, We do have new evidence, and somebody that, you know, the one of the panels they had there said, there's no new evidence. They're not going to fall for that bullshit again. I mean, they're going to get fired because the guy that just took over said, we're going back to a news organization. And if they can't do it, then they can leave. We'll change hands.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're starting to see a little shift in CNN.
The only thing is, though, to me, it's like the calm before the storm.
Everything
seems to be going right now, and I'm saying, okay, what are they planning in the future? It's going to be a big, big surprise. Not too good for the American people.
You know, you talk about, you know, a big shift. Supreme Court, after yesterday, they were supposed to go on their holiday, and they extended their decision thing through today, or I'm sorry. They were supposed to go on holiday after Thursday, and then they extended it to Friday, and then made the announcement on the abortions on Friday, and then they also extended it through Monday. What are they going to announce on Monday? That's my question.
Gene, you were talking about your husband having run for some sort of office in the union and getting a lot of pushback, to say the least. Has he ever thought about running for Congress?
Sorry, I'm doing dishes at the same time, and I had to unmute. I had to drive my hearing touch my phone.
I thought you passed.
No. No, he's never thought about running for Congress.
No, okay.
No.
You know,
well, Donnie, you are running because you're in the same position he did one time.
Yeah. No, I'm running.
Well, what happened to our Saturday nights if Donnie run?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do the show. So this show.
You can call from Capitol Hill.
I'll be too busy.
Look.
Fundraisers.
Hey, right.
Senator Thomas already told you what's going to be next. Same-sex marriage?
Yeah, he said that, didn't he? Yeah.
And I think he mentioned the gun rights, didn't he?
Yeah. He also, it was somebody on MSNBC said he also, black and white marriages. Yeah, he wants to look at that. And somebody had to educate the freaking woman that, hey, his wife is white. You dummy.
Well, you know, here's the point. Supreme Court back in Lovins versus Virginia, they had no business getting involved in that. That's a state issue, once again. Like if it was going to be same-sex marriage, it's a state issue. Supreme Court had no business getting involved in it.
It's just like the abortion law, ruling.
What we want are very, very few powers to be left in the laps of the federal government. As the Constitution says, and maybe John Doe can clarify or correct me on it, anything that's not enumerated in the Constitution goes back to the states or to the people. And everybody should be happy with that. Because once you have a centralized police state, you can have all the abortion rights you want, but your freedom, your privacy, and everything else is taken away. Okay? Happy Democrat.
Here's a...
Tenth Amendment. Right on, Joe.
Does anybody know a John Corbett? C-O-R-B-E-T-T? John Corbett?
No.
If this is his picture, he's got gray hair, glasses. He tweeted this, and it's up. It's in my feed. Somebody sent it. American Islandman just sent it to me, and it says, Clarence Thomas, just another dumb field in. Can you believe that?
Sure.
We
don't believe that he is that. We believe that people feel that way and know that. Keep telling you that blacks feel that way too. Donnie, I sent you a very good YouTube clip called Here's Your Girl.
All right. I'm going right to my mail right now. Oh, there it is. Your girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me she should be arrested.
What
Tell
excited
me.
You? She must be a honey.
Okay, why don't I have... Oh, here we go.
We will defy them. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
Oh, that's Maxine Walters.
Yeah, the hell with the Supreme will defy them.
I saw the headline.
Mm-hmm. Dumbass. This a, she can say anything, get away with anything.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Good Lord, man.
Ignorance at its best. She does not know where this came from. It came from the Mary Singer trying to eliminate the black race.
Well, it was Mary Singer and Clarence Gamble with the Gamble Project.
Yep.
The Gamble Project was first. Well, here's the thing with her. See, white folks has got to tell this woman she's crazy. They won't say shit.
No.
They just, white folks are paralyzed. Tell this woman she's crazy. Now, here's another point. If she can say, we will defy the court, then why come people can't say, we will defy the federal government when laws are unconstitutional?
Right.
Think.
AOC was in the street
couldn't do that.
Calling for violence.
Okay, hold on. One at a time. One at a time.
AOC. Then. AOC was in the streets also calling for violence.
Yeah, she was saying, take it to the street, yeah.
Well, that's not exactly calling, unless
no.
That may be virtual signaling, but it's not exactly a direct call
no.
for violence.
She wasn't calling for violence per se, but just take it to the street.
Yeah, that's probably what she meant. Yeah.
She's not that dumb to call for violence. Juneteenth, I know you sent me I checked it out too. I seen it about this kid getting killed, 15 years old, and at a illegal gathering in Washington, D.C. on Juneteenth day. Oh, that's terrible. 15 years old.
There's a video.
Washington, D.C. last night. It happened during a concert celebrating Juneteenth. You can see and hear people running from the gunfire. A 15-year-old was killed. Three adults, including a police officer, are hurt. D.C.'s Metropolitan Police say the officer was shot and is recovering at the hospital. No one is in custody.
Wow. Okay, that was in the street. I don't know where the concert was.
It was in D.C.
I know, but were they doing it in the street? I see all these people.
Yeah,
the
police, to make it so bad, they didn't have a permit to do it, so it would have been illegal. But the police cordoned off the street.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear, I don't know how many others.
But did you notice,
now,
but did you notice though, the way they said it? At a concert, not an illegal gathering, but a concert.
I'll come in after she's finished then.
Okay, go ahead, Jay. Go.
Okay. Did you hear about the police now, the new excuse for not showing up? Gas shortages. In at least two cities, and you know it's going to be rampant throughout the United States after a few months.
Yeah.
And also... there's a video when you were talking about this particular video. It reminded me of a video where a guy, he is sex trafficking. He's not a, he's probably a pimp. gets out of a car with his, he's a black guy with a white chick.
Uh-huh.
Comes out of the car, girl gets out of the other side, get into a little bit of a verbal skirmish. He punches her in the jaw, knocks her down. Okay?
Okay.
Some people come by, and now he's dragging her into the car. Then he goes around the other side of the driver's seat. She gets out of the car. Now, some other more people are coming, and they're looking at this, and they're, you know, they're taken aback. They don't know what to do. So
right.
From the video, I didn't see anybody jump in. But then the mainstream media, plus the senator, plus the police commissioner, start congratulating the people for jumping in. I didn't see anybody jump in to help this particular girl, a 16-year-old girl who for a year has been kept captive by this fuck.
Wow.
She finally gets a chance to escape. People don't know what's going on, but he's dragging her into the car.
And nobody helps her.
Well, there's one guy, then a woman, and I think like a son or a daughter, and some other people came along. And the guy, one of the guys did approach him, but then backed off. I guess the guy looked dangerous.
Well, if I had been, I would have shot his damn ass damn near.
That is when we need guns. That's when we need guns.
In the commission of a crime, and a person is being obliterated, like, and they probably didn't do it because the girl was white.
Well, the girl was white. The guy was black.
And you had the onlookers was what?
They were black.
There you go.
So they took a look, and it would have been nice to somebody just whip out a gun and say, hold it right there. That's all. And if the guy goes...
Well, the funny thing is they probably all were armed.
Yeah, it would be nice if we were armed, and if the guy goes into his back pocket or something like that, shoot him.
Frank, I'm going to get you on right now, but you had some background noise, buddy. Here you go. You're on.
I'm gonna jump back to when you said something about the gas station.
I got mine on mute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Gene, go ahead.
So, when you said something about, you know, police times responding because of gas shortages, I've heard that here in the Flint may have longer response times because of gas issues. And I'm like, seriously, it was just a blurb that I heard one night, and I thought, here we go. We're hearing so many more. I don't know about anybody else, but even in our area, I am hearing so many more shootings, and not just on the mainstream media. It's social media that I follow, regardless of what it is. You know, they're talking about shooting, between shootings and overdoses. They're just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Skyrocket.
Okay, let me jump in. We got 10 people online, so we're going to have to, we've been pretty good at not stepping on each other. And we got 12 more people waiting, listening. If you'd like to join, push one on your keypad, we'll get you right on. Sorry, I have neglected the switchboard.
Am I on?
Yes, you are on.
We hear you, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, what would you have done in that case?
Frankie's
oh,
around.
You know, I was listening to that, and, you know, everybody has got a cell phone. I agree, yes. Somebody in that mentality, I think, yeah, a few people could kind of detain the person. If he's dangerous, if he's carrying a gun, he draws it, you have a gun, shoot him. But, and again, everybody's got a damn cell phone, too, right?
Yeah.
You can call the popo.
Yeah.
You know, will they come? I don't know. It depends where you're at. You know, I just think, you know, if people more or less pay attention to what the hell's going on around them, and there is that type of situation, what you described, hopefully people start stepping in there and say, you know what? I'm in it with him. I was at a town hall meeting, and this guy kept talking behind me, and this young kid turned around and said, you know, I want to hear what's going on. And the guy kept babbling on, and I looked at him. I said, you know, I second that. Guy clammed up. Didn't say no more. Just because of the fact that I supported what the young man said. You know, hey, yeah, maybe you have to take the conversation outside. It's just that type of...
Well, that's a good thing.
De-escalating something, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because that's what you did. You de-escalated it, and there was no sign of violence at that particular time. when you take a look at this particular video and you see this guy, I mean, he doesn't slap him.
Yeah. He's no, I tell you, I'd be pretty damn nervous myself. You know, if I had a gun, would I draw it? I don't know.
You know, Frank, that's sad that a younger person speaks up and says something and it wasn't even taken serious by this adult. And especially in that kind of a situation of a close, you know, or a meeting to where you're not supposed to be talking in the audience. And it was sad that whoever you had spoke to...
I commend the kid that spoke up because I was feeling the same damn thing.
Well, what I'm seeing is it was sad that it took somebody more of a much more mature age to actually get the other person to listen versus saying the same thing. That's sad. That is sad.
Well, yeah. You know.
Check an old man.
Well, yeah, maturity does have its advantages. As long as you're not 60 like I am.
Yeah. We'll get Frank out of the wheelchair. Wheeling.
What do you mean by that? Get me out of the wheelchair.
The way Gene was making you sound like, you know, you're...
Yeah, me a mature man, Frank. Like, you know, you've got your wheelchair, right?
I got my cane with the four claws on the end, too.
There you go.
I think Frank's younger than my husband, guys. Or, yeah. I know he's older than me, but he's younger than my husband.
Wow.
I remember one time I was at a movie, and it was a long, long time ago, and there was a guy and his wife there and the kid about 6 or 7 years of age. The kid wouldn't shut up, and they were right behind him. So after about, I guess, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, I turned around, and I gave this guy a look. He looked at me, I looked at him. Then he took his wife and the kid out. I felt like going after him and saying, you know, you don't have to take your family away. You can move the seat or you can, you know, tell the kid to, you know, cut, you know.
Well, you know, it's amazing how people can read people's faces without ever exchanging a word.
Yeah, but he read too much into it. I was just pissed off because they didn't keep the kid quiet, you know, and they could have.
Well, something was pissing you off, and he picked that up, and that was the point.
Yeah, but I didn't want to drive him out. I just wanted him to keep the kid quiet, but then
gave him the Godfather look.
Well, whatever.
take 16-3.
Look over the shoulder, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't, yeah. It was over my shoulder. I turned the shoulder a little bit, like a few degrees. Took a look.
You should ask him, do you know who I am? I'm Joey.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. I said, you know who I am? Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, Joey.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The thing was that I thought the guy, maybe he knew that he couldn't keep the kid quiet. I hope he just went to the other side of the theater. It just started the movie, and it was the kid crying.
Mm. Wow. Nice guy.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually went and talked to him?
No, I didn't talk to him, but I mean, for a guy to do that. You know, he's saying, you know, I don't want to fuck with this guy. Let me take my wife and my kid. And either he left the theater or hopefully he went to the other side of the theater. I didn't see. But didn't hear the kid anymore.
Well, let me let Lorianne, I want you to plug your show because if you don't, I'll forget. And I want you to get it while it's live.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so everybody that's here and listening, tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. is the live broadcast. We usually go into overtime. I do not have a guest nor a co-host, so it's definitely a free-for-all, call-in, let's talk type of show for tomorrow night. So I hope to see you all there.
There you go. We'll be there.
And I missed you on, well, I can't say I missed you. You've been there on Wednesdays with the clip, but I missed Dahl.
Yeah.
You and Dahl.
Me too. Oh, by the way, Joe, I did text Jemana
Haven't heard back from her yet, but I invited her to call in tomorrow if she can to my show to give us updates on where the heck she's been.
Hey, the next time you text her, can you tell her, sorry, Don, can you tell her that I and probably V and everybody else who knows her wish her the best because we know that she's going through some bullshit?
You got it.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Oh, Cinnamon just reminded me to give your time again for your show tomorrow and do it in Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, yes. Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern Time.
There you go. There you go. Thank
Here
you, Cinnamon, for being awake there, kid. All right. There you go.
Hell, it's easy to find. It's the only show that's live at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, not only with this show, too. Cinnamon, can you remind me when it's about 5 minutes to 11 Eastern Standard Time for this show so I can can I call in with my cell phone? Because I know this thing is going to – this thing hung up on me already tonight. So
you're starting to get on my nerves now, Joe.
Hey, good. I accomplished something. Cinnamon, can you do that?
Getting on my last nerve.
This might be the weirdest question that someone...
All right, Joe, put on your big boy pants and watch the clock.
No, I'm relaxing in bed. Me and Angie, we know what it's like.
Okay, hold on, guys. We got to hear from the great mayor of Chicago.
Don't give me your right-wing nonsense. You and the other right-wing nuts can try to characterize it any possible
Excuse
way.
Excuse me, is that appropriate?
Is that appropriate?
Kelly?
Thank you. Mayor Lightfoot, the people that I speak with in Chicago every day tell me that they're very frustrated with your lack of a plan to combat violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that they're very frustrated with your rhetoric that sounds more like you support or sympathize with the...
So you may not have heard the admonition at the beginning of this press conference. And frankly,
Hold on, sir.
It's specific to you. Ask a question, and I'd be happy to respond. But if you continue to come in here and spout a lot of nonsense and rhetoric, if that's not a question and not acting like a journalist, then I'm not going to have any time for you. You had a whole room of people that you're holding up by not asking the question. And I know you like to film me, and then you like to go on Fox News.
Every other reporter
and then
here is filming you.
Yeah, so,
I'm not the only reporter.
But what I want you to do is ask a question, sir. Don't give me your right-wing nonsense and spewing of facts that are completely untethered from the reality. Just ask a question. That's all I'm asking you. Ask a question so we can move on.
Well, I'm not the only reporter filming
ask
you.
Ask a question.
Right.
The Democrats do the same thing anyway.
With us. There are numerous violent crimes here in the city of Chicago, right? Last night, a teenager was shot in the head on our beautiful lakefront. People around the city, the state, and not only the country, but around the world.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
You, Chicago.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Ask a question or we're moving on, sir.
What do you say to the people around the world who view Chicago under your administration as a no-go zone? What do you say to those people about your lack of seeming sympathy or understanding about the violent crime problem in Chicago?
Thank you, sir, for asking your question. Thank you for finally getting your question. Your assumption and your question couldn't be more wrong. Every single week, multiple times a week, we talk specifically about the things that we're doing to combat violent crime in the short term and in the long term. And when you walk in my shoes, sir, then you might have the ability to say something, but because you don't, because you hide behind your microphone.
Are you suggesting that I walk in your shoes?
Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Because you don't walk the walk of the talk and the rhetoric. When you do, sir, then you have the right to say something else.
No,
now, you may not agree with it, and you clearly don't, and you and I probably don't agree on anything because our worldviews are obviously different. And when you talk about the fact that people across the world say that this is a no-go zone, you clearly don't walk outside in the city of Chicago. You clearly don't see the millions of tourists that are here in Chicago. 30.5 million last year. We'll break that record this year. We're seeing our convention business come rebounding back. We're seeing people booking into 2025, 2026. This is a great, beautiful, global city. And the right-wing characterization of our city as something other than what it is, I categorically reject it. But the proof is there. You walk our streets, you
shut
see
up.
Our beautiful iconic.
Joe, you having a heart attack over there?
God. Hey, Donnie, you got to get her on your show so you can mute her.
Okay, hold on.
You know what she does? She tell him to get to the question.
Yeah.
Well, hell, she don't get to the damn answer.
That's right.
No, she filibusters. Daniel, are you still here? Your number is here. I just wondered if you're still here. Young man. Hello. Daniel.
Sir.
Okay, sir. Call your mother. Tell her she needs a call. She got to call in the next nine minutes.
I'm going to do that. Too.
Okay. I'm going to call her. I'm going to call back in, too, so.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll watch for you. All right.
Thanks,
yeah,
John.
Tell her she just come back and wave and make me feel better. She don't have to say nothing. Just wave at us.
All right. I'll tell her.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
Hey, Donnie.
Does anybody ever like get like cut off from the show? Because that's happened to me. As all of a sudden I'd be cut off.
Oh, I know.
Does that happen?
I get cut off. I mean, they hang up on me. I have to. I'm completely out of the show. You guys can continue talking, but if you don't hear from me,
I mean, it seems like it like kicked me off the show. It ended. You know, I mean, I guess you got a time slot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you got to be called in. You can't be listening.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, you got to call in before 11 o'clock or you won't be able to call in.
Like I'm doing.
Okay, but do they drop you after? And if you're not, like, on the board or you don't press one?
I don't know.
No, if you listening,
no, they don't.
If you call in listening, they don't drop you.
No.
John Doe would know that.
Wow.
He would, wouldn't he?
I've forgotten John Doe a few times. And
I heard my name.
Yeah, you were next on the total poll. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, when that lady was talking and that guy was interviewing her and stuff, it made me think, could you imagine their tourist publicity arm of their municipality putting out some kind of promotion saying, hey, everybody, come out to Chicago and see the exciting new reality show every Saturday night. You can see the Crips and the Blood shooting at each other real live TV. Just make sure and bring your flag jacket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's probably going on. They come there to see a damn modern day Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
And anytime, you know, I don't know why these people see, but anytime you have 4,666 blacks shot by other blacks, then you got some of these fools say that it's white folks driving around shooting blacks with black masks on. Well, hell, when the people are laying down, when the shooter and the shot person that shot is laying on the ground, don't you think the EMS will be pulling masks off their face? And how in the hell you do over 4,000 of these like that? We need to start buying stock in these damn mask companies then.
We need to. Kathy, I think you're on with us. And Daniel?
Wait, you're going to fund China?
Hey,
no,
hey.
Come on.
Yeah, that's who makes our masks and flags. Don't forget.
You know, the NAACP put out a travel advisory. Donnie, I think I sent that to you. If I not, I'll look it up. It was a travel advisory for people traveling through the state of Missouri. And it said you have to be careful. She is warning blacks. You stand a chance of being shot by a white police officer. Now, first place, why would an organization that's supposed to be blessed with the status that it has put out something so ridiculous? And then so, why in the hell are you putting out that same travel advisory in Chicago, where people are being shot?
Yeah.
Kids being shot, killed.
You know, I'd love to take Cinnamon on a train to Chicago, but I wouldn't even know where to begin to stay. And I wouldn't, I know one of the ballparks is on the south side. And I think Wrigley Field is on the north side, I think.
I don't know.
I've been to both stadiums, both the old Wrigley, or the old Kaminsky Park I was at. I haven't been to the new Paul Diamond. But I've been to both places, or both fields, and they're wonderful. Old Tiger Stadium and old Kaminsky and old Wrigley Field, beautiful. Anyway, I wouldn't know where to stay. I used to stay at the Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive. It was Lakeshore Holiday Inn. And now they're changing the name of Lakeshore Drive, so I don't know what the hell it's going to be. I wouldn't know where to stay. That's down by the pier. It's crazy. Where do you stay in Chicago? Where's all the killings at, Bianchi?
I don't know. Okay. Hell, I ain't risking my life going up there.
No,
I don't mean to be kind of. Ever thought? I'm sitting here thinking. You're saying I don't know where to go. You ever thought? And. Don't take it the wrong way. But, you know, jumping on a train, yeah, you pay for fare, but hobo style, you know? Would that be interesting?
What in the hell did you just say?
You know, no, I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, just for an adventure, to get on a train and go to Chicago and live on the street for 3 days. Come on.
Shit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
right.
I mean,
right.
Really.
I'm in.
See, there's somebody who got the idea. Yeah.
Okay, Frank, I'm really scared of you now.
Well, I think that'd be interesting. I mean, I don't know. We're all too old, but younger, I guess I'd do it. But I'm too old.
Yeah, good idea, Frank. Everybody should do that. 3 days on the street. Everybody's going to volunteer.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, let's just face it. Just be grateful and thankful for what we have now.
Well, that I am.
Hang on, guys.
Yeah, okay.
We got a caller.
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's me. If it's 323, there you go. That's me.
Okay, I got you.
You can let me in, but I'm on mute. You don't have to worry about a reverb.
I got you on.
Okay, thanks.
All right, buddy. All right. Frank, you and Daniel can twist one up and go together.
Daniel always
come on now.
I'm just trying to
put a little thought into, you know, because we're so caught up and everything. It's like, damn, you know,
that's
one way of stepping. That's one way of, like, unplugging, you know, from everything that's going on.
I did take a train to Alabama from Detroit to Alabama. I can tell you exactly where you can get on in Alabama.
And that.
You bet.
Well, if you ever want to follow old Route 66 that terminates in Chicago, start there. Don't end there. Because if you start there, you're driving out of the damn city.
Route 66.
Right.
If you end there, your ass may not never leave alive.
But I mean, you think you'd be killed in 3 days, though?
No, hell yeah.
Folks, you got 60 seconds if you'd like to call in. We already got about four people that called in. Appreciate it.
Did Mama call in?
Yes, she's
all right.
Yes, I'm here.
It's about freaking time.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey there, everybody.
Catherine.
Hey, Kathy.
Y'all say you're having a good time tonight.
Good to hear
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on, guys. One at a time. And you kiss her ass one at a time and get it over with.
We just said hello, Kathy. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kathy, I've been trying to intentionally get abducted, I was telling Daniel.
I tell you what,
change
I was
my underwear, brush my teeth, change the odor.
That's
my
not
box.
Surprise me.
But
they
don't want me. How you doing, Catherine? Everything okay? I mean, relatively speaking?
Well, yeah, I'm recovering from some animal bites.
Oh, wow.
The
yeah.
What?
Was it Bigfoot?
Donnie, last week on Tuesday, my nephew's dog bit me here at the house. Wednesday, my brother's stray cats that he feeds, one of them got me pretty bad.
Damn.
And what was it, Thursday afternoon, Daniel and I were in the emergency room all afternoon.
Did you get your shots?
Must have.
It's just, I didn't do the rabies thing. I just...
She got a tetanus, though.
I got some antibiotics, you know.
Good.
My one hand started swelling up pretty bad.
Yeah, it's the cat.
It looked awful.
No, that was the hand that the dog bit me on, Danny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
all right.
You should have made aliens in disguise of cats and dogs.
Alien cats and dogs, people. That's what I didn't think.
Don't forget that. Lizard eyes. Lizard eyes.
They have lizard eyes, Pianchi. They do.
That may just be what it is, Kathy. They're trying to come around and get you through the back door.
Well,
you looking up in the air and they walking around the damn floor.
Yeah, they must be these, what do they call them, Daniel? They can change, shapeshifters.
Oh, the shapeshifters?
Yeah, shapeshifters. It's possible, it really is. You're laughing, but it is.
Hang on just a second. I definitely got to play this. Thank you, Bianchi. I got to hear this.
Well, the NAACP issuing a travel warning, get this, for the state of Missouri, claiming racism is so rampant that minorities shouldn't go there.
It comes as the state is set to enact a new law that's going to make it harder to file discrimination lawsuits.
Here with this, we've got this morning the executive director of the Black Sphere and Fox News contributor, Kevin Jackson. All right. So,
hey.
Kevin, tell us about why the NAACP is issuing this travel advisory for minorities thinking about visiting the Show Me State.
Well, this came out while I was in New York, so as you guys can imagine, I'm afraid to go home. The travel advisory. You know, it's insane. So the state wanted to get caught up with the federal laws with respect to discrimination in this regard. Mm-hmm. And the pendulum, as we know in America, has swung so far in this regard that the governor decided and the legislature decided, you know what, we can't just let frivolous lawsuits occur.
Mm-hmm.
Ferguson's a perfect example of where that happened, where supposedly there was this egregious things happening to blacks in traffic stops. The town that's 68% black miraculously has a lot of blacks being stopped for traffic stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, there were 9 other municipalities that have higher populations of blacks that were more egregious than Ferguson, but they singled Ferguson out, of course, because of the Darren Wilson thing. So you've seen this pendulum swing so far, and the state decided, you know what, we just can't have frivolous lawsuits all the time. By the way, if you really want to issue a travel warning, I think the NAACP should start in areas of Chicago, maybe the South Side,
mm-hmm.
the West Side. So, you know, I think America has just sickened of this run to do these types of things.
This is how the NAACP would see it. They put out a statement from their NAACP president, Cheryl Clay, saying this: our ongoing issues of racial profiling, discrimination, harassment, and excess violence towards people of color have been further exacerbated by the passage and signing of this Senate bill, Senate Bill 43, with
right.
the response to her.
Well, she, again, if she looks at the actual laws, like, for example, when Ferguson was being accused of this type of thing where they would say, you're targeting blacks, there were 9 other municipalities that had higher populations of blacks
right.
that were run by black legislatures who were doing exactly what Ferguson was doing times two.
So they're just updating the law.
Yeah. So they're updating the law
to the
times for the federal standards. But again, I think that in America, people are tired of watching these types of things happen where, you know, every time something like this occurs, blacks are screaming about it.
All right. Always a pleasure. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Good to see you this morning.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Bianchi. I can't believe it. The whole state of Missouri. But Chicago's fine, folks. You can go to Chicago.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You ain't heard the latest thing come out of Chicago Public Works.
What's that?
Now.
Don't miss
now,
it, everybody. It's to die for.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now the police can't chase after nobody.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. What the hell
can
is that?
Can you imagine that shit?
Yeah,
well,
I've seen
they can't chase after anybody. The next thing is dogs. So if you bring out a dog, when it comes down to a disturbance involving blacks, the first thing they go back to, well, you remember what happened down in Birmingham? Now we reliving it all over again.
Oh, God.
Well, if the police can't chase after a criminal, should they not be able to use the dog to chase him down?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I seen that yesterday, and what the hell are they doing in Chicago? Jeez.
Chicago can't.
Well, you know, they could probably get some of those robot dogs from New York.
Why not?
That might be more vicious, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
So police can't chase the criminals
in Scotland or an island to actually do sheep herding. They're pretty effective in rounding up sheep. So they, you know, you put some more programming into them, they're going to be pretty effective in rounding up humans.
Now,
you put one of their robot dogs. You put one of their robot dogs in Chicago. Them idiots will have it stripped down and take all the copper out of it.
Probably true.
Okay. Did you guys see the note that the president had the other day? It tells him, you know, to.
I read it. I read the headline.
Did you see that? Oh, my gosh. Can you freaking believe that,
yeah,
folks? You enter the Roosevelt Room and say hello to participants. You take your seat, press enters. You give a brief comment, 2 minutes. Press departs. You ask Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. Liz is joining virtually. You thank the participants. You depart. I mean, that's the president of the United States. Instead of going to the oil, the oil executives there, he went to the wind executives. And this was a sequence of events for the offshore wind people. So while the oil execs were over there with Granholm, that doesn't know a damn thing about what the hell she's talking about, energy, the president was over here reading what to do. He held this card up, though, for his people to see.
Mm.
Now, well, he didn't know he was holding the wrong side up.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
He didn't know that. But he was told who to ask the question. You know, I point out Liz Schuler for a question and then leave. There you go.
I can understand the part where, you know, okay, who are you going to ask first? But when the instructions are, you go to the podium, you sit down, you press the button, that's a senile bastard.
Can you imagine that? The president of the United States.
You know, well, how many countries must be laughing at us?
Oh, a whole bunch, a whole bunch. Wait till we get Miss Harris. She's going to be the president before 2 years is out. You watch. There's no way Biden can continue like this.
Mm.
They're just not going to allow it.
Do you think I
heard
that?
Not even the Democrats want her.
Yeah.
The only reason why he's still in office is because nobody wants her, including her own side.
Yeah.
I heard the plan is that he's out, she's in, she's out and Hillary's in.
Oh, yeah. Don't. No, they asked
Hillary,
would she think about running? She said, no, she's not running.
Bullshit. She said that back
in 2016. She's going to be
appointed, right? Yeah, I don't believe for a minute that woman wouldn't change her mind real quick.
You will see, if America is still around, you will see 15 years from now that bitch in a freaking wheelchair and a wig and a cane running for president.
Joe, come on.
She will. Her main ambition in life, from what I gather, is to be the first woman president. And if not the first woman, to be president anyway.
Well, Joe Biden has done so much shit that he should be impeached over. And when he was inaugurated in his first few hours in office, he sent out a memo to, 60,000 federal agencies?
Yep.
Where they had a report by March, recommendations on how to get an increase in voter participation. Well, that's not the federal government's job. That's the job of the parties, either Democrat or Republican or whoever. Can you imagine that you got some of these department heads recommending how to increase voter participation? That's probably how we got all these illegals. And they supposed to report them to guess who? Turn them in to guess who? Susan Rice,
yep. Yes, sir. Susan Rice, back in the game.
All the past Obama appointees are back in the game. Has anybody noticed that?
Yeah. And they slid right in. Nobody noticed. Oh, my. I tell you.
When people say, oh, Biden, they're not kidding.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Over the last week and a half, while we were all focused on the gun control and the abortion stuff that was going on, they were passing all kinds of bills in the House. H.R. 7777 is about cybersecurity workforce training. H.R. 7174 is about Secret Service Computer Forensics Institute, so they can beef up more of this spying surveillance stuff. H.R. 7072 is more Federal Law Enforcement Non-Disclosure Fairness Act, or NDO Fairness Act. Then they move to H.R. 3285 for trying to manipulate the terminology about all these gender differences, I guess, to make it more palatable. H.R. 6538, active shooter alert system. Now, I'm not sure to what breadth and depth that goes. H.R. 1934, the 5G wireless technical assistance to businesses and stuff, trying to co-opt them in, you know, like the old, what was it called, Shield Guard program back in, it's been quite a while, I forgot what the name of that was, but that was when they were trying to co-opt many businesses and other people to help surveil. H.R. 7666, more of this manipulation of mental health and trying to dictate, you know, you're crazy, and they're saying, oh, you people that follow Trump, you're a bunch of nutbags and you're mental, so therefore we need to take control of that. And then there's H.R. 5585, which is kind of a spinoff of DARPA, the ARPA-H bill. Now, this is biomedical innovations through health and research type stuff, and that's where they're going to further manipulate these shots, these poison toxin vaccines, to try to manipulate the genetics of your, I don't know. How
the genetics of your genetics.
Whatever. Yeah, thank you. And then H.R. 1236 is more on the red flag, you know, extreme risk protection orders or emergency risk protection orders, whoever you discuss with. And H.R. 4176 is more of the sexual orientation data bill, so they can data mine and police who's what and this and that. All while we're focused on these, you know, S-2938, they call that, now this is a gun control bill, but they call it the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Now, is that not a bogus manipulation of terminology?
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for the time. Just want to make sure and put that on the record so if anybody's listening to this podcast back, can maybe look up some of those bills and know how to contact your congressmen and senators and let them know, you know, your position on it. Thanks for back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, they were busy little beavers, weren't they?
Busy sure. Thanks for that update.
Mm-hmm.
They always do this. They stick you, they give you the left hand, and they stick the right hand right behind you with a dagger, trying to make you look one way, and while you're doing that, they're stabbing you in the back the other way.
Make sure you cough.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I can't get this article, Bianchi, about the Georgia election that you sent me for some reason. It says I'm already to my limit of free articles.
That must be a Business Insider.
Oh, yes. They give you like 5 or 6 free articles that you can access per month, and they're going to try to lure you to a $5 or $10 a month subscription to continue reading on their site.
But here's a way you can get around that, Donnie. If you know how to go to your settings in your browser, you'll have settings for clearing the cache and clearing the cookies. If you clear the cache and the cookies, you'll be able to read the article by refreshing that particular page after you finish clearing the cookies.
Well, look at you, you little thief.
That's one trick. And then if you're connected to a VPN, then connect to a new VPN server before you go into it, and then you'll look like somebody totally different, you know, as well.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I know it is, but I have no idea to apply it.
Oh, my goodness. If you guys don't know about VPN, you really should.
I know
really
about
should
VPN,
be behind
but I don't
VPN.
Know what to do with it or how to do with it.
You just find a good VPN server, and then you connect to it. Usually it'll allow you to choose servers, you know, either locally in your area, or you can change to a different state. You could change to a different country so that everything is filtered through an Internet server in whatever location you like. And it helps give you a new IP address, and it helps protect your own IP address from being hacked and stuff like that. So just being the techie that I am, I have to go on my little rant. Get a VPN. If you have a smartphone and a computer, you should be behind a VPN at all times as much as possible. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. You've got to have a VPN. It's like not having antivirus nowadays.
Isn't
you know,
the VPN
you need more
automatically given to you? I mean, it's not something you create, is
it's
it?
It's a special to pay for.
You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, usually you have to pay
you
for it. No. There are some free ones out there, but you get some ads and bullshit like that, you know. But, you know, you can find deals on some. I'm using Surfshark, which I got like a I got on a special for like 60% off of their subscription if I do it for a year, and I'm like, okay, fine, here's my $40, you know, and I got all kinds of servers that I can choose from and connect to, and you can choose the servers that you like and save them as a favorite and things, and it's just a way to mask your own IP address and your own computer from being seen and hackable with tracking cookies and stuff. Maybe a website that you trust, click on a link by accident and it leads you to some, you know, malware server or something, the VPN, like antivirus. It's like another layer of protection against your computer being hacked and targeted.
Let me make this simple for Frank.
I understood what she was saying. She's pretty deep, though.
Yeah, for you to get it, if you don't want to go through all the hassle of trying to find out the details, just download Opera, the Opera browser. It comes with a VPN attached.
I really don't give it.
Hold on. If it's free or you can steal it, Joe knows about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. If it's free, I got it.
And if you can steal it, you got it.
I live next door to a computer. Right. Okay. He says don't get the antivirus and don't get your malware protection. Because you know what? All they're doing is they're spying on your computer. It's the same. They place malware on your computer to run the antivirus.
That is true. If you download a lot of software, which is free, they are planting malware. That's why you need to have a malware software to detect.
But the malware implants malware. The malware software implants malware.
Some of it.
And so do antivirus programs.
Some of it does. The more reputable ones that have been around for years have a reputation for not doing it, like AVG and I think AVS as well. AVG and another
one. All I know is the guy next door that is IT for, and he's a computer guru. And, yeah, I would trust his word over the ones that have been around for years, to be honest. Okay. He deals with all that stuff.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know what the hell's been said, but I'm back.
Where have you been, Doc?
Do you want me to recap it for you?
No. That's quite all right. No. We're good. We're going to take that out and just tuck it real deep.
Yeah, that's what you did. I left. I kind of have like a bullet going through my ear.
That same technique is what keeps her guest on the line for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as you can, Donnie.
Ask her one
New York
question.
Times.
One, I
New
don't
York
know.
Times.
Okay, I don't think I can get it, though. It says I got my daily limit.
I copied the page and put it in the email.
Oh, okay.
Before you forget, Don, take a look at the settings of whatever browser you're using.
Okay.
And
I'm stealing.
Get rid of the cache and get rid of the cookies.
You're a felon. You just haven't been caught yet.
Oh, that's because I know what
if
I'm doing.
If you let me know what browser you're using, I can send you specific instructions. I only did that for, 15 years.
Damn. All you guys are crooks. Surrounded by Ellen.
Book is doing things
surrounded.
Legitimate way.
Me and Pianchi
Her name is Jean.
No, us guys. Isn't there Daniel?
Frank.
Frank. We're surrounded by freaks and John Doe. We're surrounded by felons.
Nope. Just knowledgeable people.
And that know how to steal.
I'm proud to be a freak.
I'm glad to know you're a freak. If I have any questions, I got 100 questions. So one day we're going to have to get together and I can ask you some questions.
Set up a special show and then give me a whole list of questions and we'll fill up a full show just on a Q&A with Lori, Lucid Libertarian with Lori.
I wasn't going to advertise what I was going to ask you. Everything doesn't have to be a damn show. Jesus. Everybody, let's do a show about it. No, I don't want to do a show about it. I just want to ask you a couple questions. That's all.
Ah, okay. We'll call in tomorrow night on my show and ask me a couple questions.
You don't get it, do you, Lorianne, honey? Sweetheart, listen to me one more time. I don't want to advertise what I want to ask you. That's why I won't call into your show with the questions. Okay? Do we understand?
What is the nature of the question?
Oh, my God. I'm going to shoot myself. Oh, God. That's why I have to check out.
Oh, Donnie, boy. You just buried yourself. You buried yourself.
Oh, boy. And you called me a felon, you freak.
He just set it up too good. I couldn't walk it. I couldn't avoid the step.
And you said Joe's a felon.
Oh, God. Oh, leave me alone. Okay. Okay. What
did
is
you get licked when you were down here, wife?
My wait time waiters.
Oh, gosh. Bombshell Georgia election fraud revealed in Democrat primary race. What? Okay, you know, in DeKalb, I think.
DeKalb
County. That's Atlanta, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Atlanta, Georgia. Don't read the one up there where my friends want to go down to where it says the machines counted.
The machine?
Yeah, you got the email, don't you?
Yeah, it says I need your support. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. Or Georgia candidate or the first one? Which one do I click on?
Well, DeKalb County certified. You went past the word. But what they have there is that first one is the initial May 24th election results. Then this one lady, Michelle Long Spears, you see her there candidates.
Yep.
You got 1, 2, 3 candidates.
Right.
And Michelle Long Spears, she only had a total of 331 on May the 24th. Well, she noticed that in her own district, she didn't have not one, even though her and her husband voted for her.
Sounds like a coup to me.
How can that be?
They did, they had a meeting and they agreed to do a recount by hand. And that's the next spreadsheet there in District 2 on June the 1st. And comes out, she picks up another 4,080 votes,
yes,
and she comes in first place.
Yeah.
But look at that. Now you got 4 candidates. Donald Burchard wasn't on the first count, and he was a candidate all the time. They even found him.
Oh, come on.
I know. This is laughably pathetic. You also notice there's no reaction to the 2000 Mules documentary.
No.
From the mainstream media, right?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
And
I
then
it
got another article that the ex-Dominion employee, Dominic Olomo, he's a Nigerian-American, I guess, refused to show election records to Fulton County election official. Now, why would he do that?
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he's with Dominion.
Yeah, he's a former Dominion employee, and now he's working at the election commission. What the heck's going on here?
Oh, boy. It sounds like a payoff to me, doesn't it?
No corruption there. Nothing to see. Move along.
Nah. Nada.
Yeah, move along, please. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Good Lord.
Nothing to see here with all the dead bodies in the street, people. Just keep on moving.
Yeah. I guess it's unbelievable. Yeah, it goes from losing to gaining Burchard, and she won by landslide. It wasn't even close. She almost 1,900 votes she won by.
Isn't that bullshit? And you know another thing? The lawsuit by Dominion against, if I'm correct, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, against Sidney Powell and Giuliani, they either lost it or it's been delayed for some kind of judicial reason. Does anybody know anything about that?
I haven't heard a thing about it. I have Sydney has went into hiding since the election, so I don't know what the hell she's doing.
I think they delayed it, like you were saying, from a standpoint that they've said that it lacked standing? And some level of evidence. I don't remember the details. It's been a few weeks or more since I heard last of that.
Well, if I had a brand new SUV, black one, I'll park in front of a house twice a day to make a pee down her legs.
Yeah, that'd get you nervous, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's weird or ironic in a sad circumstance is, like, all of this January 6th hearing nonsense that they've been broadcasting is basically just rumor, innuendo, and, you know, just crap. And I'm like, how in the world can you broadcast all this and you call that evidence, I guess, but at the same time, all these other people are bringing affidavits with real material evidence,
good question.
You say that it's not real evidence and you have no standing, but they're going to bind you and obligate and burden you with it. You're going to be held accountable to it. I'm like, see, there's a perversion in the understanding of due process and standing and what's truly material or relevant or direct evidence. It's crazy. Back to you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me say this about what John Doe just said. I don't. He said it was a perversion in the understanding of the due process. They know what the due process is. The perversion lays in their deliberately circumventing what should be done.
Uh-huh.
The corruption, in other words.
Yeah, but what I mean by the perversion is that they are using the ignorance of the masses to give them an implied interpretation that's a perversion of the reality of what it really is supposed to stand for.
Oh, I hear
does
you.
That make-
yeah, the, pro- yeah, the
well,
propaganda.
You see what Maxine Waters was doing.
Right.
That is not uncommon in the polling places in the quote-unquote hood, in the urban areas and black areas. The politicians will come in and bogart those people, and you white folks, you get called every name except the Son of Sam in order for them to beat up into a frenzy this emotional rant amongst these folks. And if you were to walk down the street at that point in time, you'd probably get attacked and tore to shreds after Maxine Waters get through riling them up. And you listen to her. What does she say? And what did she say during the 2020? And when you see one of them, get up in their face and all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And she does not get disciplined for that because she's their favorite attack dog. She's the bull master, a bull bee, really, as they would describe her.
Yeah. She goes after it. Yeah.
And that's just her. I've seen some that was just as equally as bad.
Oh,
her
yeah.
words are a lot more incendiary than the words by our favorite fall guy, but the guy that says, go to the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Well, he is the fall guy, but he hasn't fallen yet. Well, I guess he has since he's no longer in office. But, you know, Maxine Walters, she can get away with it. But the President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
no.
No. Because, you know what, if Trump or DeSantis runs, whichever runs, I hope they go in, and I think Trump will do this. I think he'll fire every damn he's going to make nobody that's been in office around Washington, D.C. I don't think he should put anybody in there in the White House that's been in Washington at all. Even if
he should fire every swinging penis that's standing. Get rid of all of them.
All of them. Every one of them. You're damn right. Every one. He knows the game now. He knows how to play.
He should, but I still have my doubts about somebody who supports red flag laws and the vaccine.
I didn't know he...
Yep, right there with you.
I did not know he supported the red flag law.
Okay, it's on video. I mean, it's
Yeah, warning people today.
Joe even
people.
Challenged me on that when I quoted Trump saying, take the guns away first and deal with due process later. And Joe doubted me when I said that. I said, no, came out of Trump's mouth. And he looked it up, and he saw the video coming right out of Trump's mouth saying that. Take them first, deal with due process later. Fuck the Constitution, basically.
What was the whole context of that? So, I mean, you can take a blur quick, you know.
It was in favor, him speaking in favor of red flag laws. Him specifically talking about supporting red flag laws.
Now, if my memory serves me properly, it's been a while, but that H.R. 4477 was about the Fix Nix law, and that's when it happened. Lori is right.
Now he's all for the Second Amendment, but back then? And another thing, maybe you guys can help me out on this. I always assumed that Trump was a Republican. I had talked to somebody a few weeks ago. He said Trump is always a Democrat.
He's been a Democrat till he was a Republican. Okay.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, that was no secret, Joe.
But how many people? I didn't know it.
Oh, well.
I'm too busy being a felon. The Democratic Party. A lot of people have left the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Because of their views.
Yeah, he left it, and he ran as a Republican, and
He ran on the Reform Party, first of all. Then he ran as a Republican and won.
No, he was asked to run, and he didn't.
He never ran before on the Reform Party?
No. He was asked to do that, and he said no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's rumors that even... I can't even remember the damn name of the party. Libertarian Party was going to ask him, and so a lot of things have been reported. Doesn't matter. All I know, he was the best president in my lifetime, but he did.
I think he did a damn good job as president.
And he did have his flaws. Okay, well, I don't doubt that. But what he did, I think he did for us. I think he's seen. Maybe he would have went in and, decided to play ball with the deep state. But then,
that's a possibility.
But when he's seen all the rallies and all the people, I think that got to him. I think that got to him. And he's got such an ego. He's got such an ego. And we know that.
You got that right.
And I think he wanted to do the best job he possibly could. And maybe he did the best job he could possibly do. I don't know. But he did pretty good for me.
He did. He did very well. By the way, speaking of very well, where the hell's Catherine and Daniel?
Kathy, not Catherine. Kathy.
I said Catherine.
Yeah, I know. It's Kathy.
Excuse me. If her name's Catherine, it can be Kathy, Catherine, Kathy.
No, it can't be Kathy. Her mother is Catherine.
Well, thank you, Donnie, for the dictionary update.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like the difference between Lori and Lorianne. Lorianne is actually my full first name.
Can I bring that rifle in here, please? I only need one shell. Thank you.
Well, who are you going to shoot?
Don't want to waste any more than that, right?
I'm going to put it right through my head. Thank you.
Get a shotgun shell, Donnie. You can get all of us in one blast.
Guys, drive me nuts.
Cat, where are you? Well, she must be busy. All right. Two calls is enough. She's busy.
Daniel, are you there?
They didn't drop, did they?
Somebody's gone. I don't know who. It's either Daniel or Kathy. I don't know which.
I wish the situation with her family would be resolved, but damn, all the stress that's got to be on her. And
Daniel's just tired of bringing girls over there all the time.
Danny, how do you feel about it? Did you leave with one girl and come back with another recently?
He's not even going to talk to us.
I was accused of being part of that.
No, you weren't. You were just a plain-ass man-stealer, being on the phone for 2 hours with him.
Two.
It was longer than that, actually.
Yeah, and almost had me and Adrian beat, but not quite. I think Adrian and I have the all-time record for Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. If it was summertime, the birds would have been whistling.
Adrian's
still here, I hear.
Yeah. I am here.
Yeah.
We've been on late a few times when Blog Talk graced us and didn't hang everybody up out of nowhere.
That's true. Yeah, but not about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And,
but we've been there, Donnie. You've had the panel on until 4:30 at times.
Well,
really?
Adrian and I blew that away.
No shit.
I had, when we were done talking, I had to have a cigarette, okay? Put it that way.
So, Adrian, how did you like talking to Donnie about baseball?
Yeah.
There's only a few kind of conversations that lead to somebody wanting to and needing to have a cigarette afterwards. So, just saying.
Yeah. Cut off the phone with Adrian. I lit one up, boy.
I can imagine what Adrian was doing. He was saying, no more baseball.
Said, you can't talk to Adrian like that no more. I was sweating. Middle of the winter time, I was sweating. Boy, it got awful quiet.
I like Adrian even more.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of takeaways from that, Donnie.
You know, yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like,
right,
I don't know what way you're
right, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree, right. I agree.
All right, okay. I got you. Okay, screwed up.
For those of you that don't know me, whenever the conversation can go into the XXX when it's overtime, then I'm usually one of them that's going to chime in, just so you know.
Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah, baby, we've been waiting.
No, but others might not. Just letting them know.
You have dropped more F-bombs on this show than anybody in the history of this show. So you ought to be proud of that.
That's probably true.
I should, but I'm also proud that I've gotten better. I don't think I've dropped a whole lot of F-bombs tonight.
No, not tonight.
Well, he's referring to your poem.
No.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, my redoing of the lyrics of Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue being F-word, F-word, F-word. Yeah, that entailed a lot of F-word.
There was
an F-bomb. I did give a warning. In my defense, I gave a warning.
And that's why we went to rated R.
The record for all the F-bombs probably belongs to me. But then, you know, I haven't said all that.
Over the years, Joe, you do still have the record.
I would imagine.
No question. Lori.
Okay,
Lori-Ann.
Well, now you've just challenged me.
I haven't.
Can I throw my hat in?
I
got to
beat my radio husband in that record.
Who's trying to get in? Cinnamon?
Yeah, I said, can I throw my hat in the ring on that one?
On the F-bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not even close.
Girl power.
She's embarrassed me more than once on this show over the years.
Really?
17 years, whatever it was.
Well,
if
I
go
I
off on a rant.
Because you're like a freaking nun.
Yeah. A nun?
Yeah,
oh,
she doesn't say hardly anything at all.
God, honey, come in here and bless me. Holy mackerel. I got a cross to bear with you, baby. Get it? Cross to bear? Get it? Come on
that's
now.
That's got to be an inside joke. I think I don't want to know.
God, you guys, where's your fun? Where's your funny bone at, guys?
I think you just crushed it, Donnie.
I probably did.
I'm just trying to hold back because there was so many directions I could have gone there, and I'm just,
yeah.
So I muted myself.
Well, thank you.
You should be thankful, very thankful.
Believe me, I am. How about Miss Maxwell, who's going to get sentenced this week? She's pulling out the Clinton card, and with her connections to Bill Clinton, and an attempt to have her sentence lessened because they're friends.
Oh, I make a prediction. How much do you want to bet when she goes to prison, she'll have all these extra precautionary security measures. She'll be found as a suicide victim, but she in actuality will be joining Epstein on an island playing in a casino.
I seen yesterday that there was already an attempt on her life, allegedly. So I don't know. And
yeah, I read that it was found that there was some plot to get her while she was in her cell or something by a few other inmates. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell for? She didn't squeal on anybody.
Yeah, but she, you know, you pay an inmate, put a few hundred dollars in an inmate's account.
More like thousands.
Yeah, thousands of dollars.
You'll be sitting pretty for the rest of your time there, buddy.
Yeah.
If you and off this bitch.
And you're already there for life. And
plus, didn't Epstein have like a bunch of hours of videotapes of all that stuff that she supposedly might know where they're located and they're afraid that she might tell them?
Well, I bet you the FBI has every damn one of them, and they're hiding. You know, they're not. Nobody's asking that question. You notice that nobody is asking.
Yeah.
The FBI.
FBI and Epstein were in each other's pockets. How do you think Epstein got? How do you think any of these crooks?
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm a higher up. How do they get away with all they get away with?
They raided the island, the mansion in Arizona, the island in New York, and everyone, they said, had monitors, you know, like it looked like a television control room.
Right? Yeah.
That's what it looked like. And every room had a camera.
Even the bathrooms.
Yeah, bathrooms too. Everything was camered up. With sound, and those tapes, where are they?
You know, something that went out on the cloud, so that way they could hide their servers in a foreign nation, so therefore Britain pulled that nonsense.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But she's got a lot of information. She could hurt a lot of people, so that makes her very dangerous to a lot of people.
Has she been sentenced or is she up for sentencing?
She's up for sentence this week.
She's up for sentencing.
June 28th.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's going to be sentenced on June 28th and we'll see.
It's all
going to
depend upon the sentencing. If she gets like 2 years, which people won't expect because they figure she'll probably get more. But if she gets 2 years, she'll be out in a year on good behavior, and she'll keep them out.
I think she's going to be there 25 years, 20 to 25
and
years.
She's squealing. She's ratting out.
I really do. I don't see how in the world this woman could get away with what she did and only get a few years. I think she's going to have to spend the rest of her life in prison.
Those were the good old days, Donnie. In today's times where the felony bar was at $950, and people have had, they don't have to pay cash bail, and people go in and out like a revolving door. Who knows?
Yeah, you're right. And she in her filing, 77-page filings, she did, she told the judge that she helped start the Clinton Global Initiative, which is an illegal deal anyway, but she helped. Yeah,
no kidding.
I don't know how. But she's saying that.
Oh.
She always worked hard. Her many educational, occupational, and accomplishments include becoming an emergency medical tech, she's a helicopter pilot, a submersible pilot, a banker, partnering with the Cleveland Clinic to establish a telemedicine platform to enable people in remote areas to attain quality medical treatment, helping develop the supporting a nonprofit and charitable organizations, her attorney said. And in another part of the document, it says Maxwell is not a villain or a vapid socialite. Well, whatever in the hell that is supposed to be. She has energy, drive, commitment, and a strong work. Yes, she does. Strong work ethic. She sure does.
Well, she was a busy whore.
She picked all these kids up. Yeah.
The fact that she's associated with the Clinton Foundation means she might just be targeted for Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That might have sealed her fate right there, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Clinton Foundation is the whole money laundering operation. Well, part of it anyways.
Yep.
With the whole operation.
And they will not investigate it. Will not. Unfortunately,
no.
There's a man in New York City. It's got all the documents they ever need, and still.
That's just the way our judicial system is.
Okay, Bianchi just sent me this as well. The red flag blog. I gotta stop. We won't just go back. Okay.
President Trump at the White House today addressing the nation after two mass shootings in less than 24 hours.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil.
Offering a solution to stopping gun violence.
That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders.
No.
The law going into effect here in New York at the end of the month. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the red flag law legislation in February. Parents, teachers, law enforcement can all report people who they believe are a threat to themselves or others. If there's enough evidence, authorities can prevent them from ever getting guns or take away guns they already have.
We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process.
The new law gives authorities in New York the power to confiscate guns before any crime is committed. The governor voiced his skepticism today on MSNBC that the president's words on the red flag law turn into action.
I say to the president this, if you are sincere about what you're saying, do an executive order.
And that's something he can't do.
Yeah. No.
That has to be done at the state level.
Right. Yeah.
The federal government can't impose no damn red flag laws.
No.
So he was probably supporting New York's way of doing it, however they were going to do it, in order to address the problem.
Yep. And their law was really vaguely written and really opened up the door for almost anybody, you know, to report you and have you investigated and convince a liberal judge that it's justified and, boom, take away the firearms. When there's already laws in place where if you threaten somebody with a gun, either verbally or physically, that is already a crime. And so, you know, it makes no sense. And Trump supported that crap.
I'm going to send you another one, Donnie.
All right.
Yeah, the one where he actually says, take their guns away and deal with due process later. It's out there. The video's out there where he said it.
I can't find that.
That blows me away.
Yeah, well, you know, the federal government can't come in and take nobody.
Yep.
Nobody's Where is it at, Joe?
Well, look up, again, Trump red flag laws, and then do a lot of scrolling until you come down to the 30th video.
Shit, you going back to 1964, man.
No, but
no, I believe it was, wasn't it in like 2019?
It was prior to his election, prior to 2016, I believe.
2020?
Okay, hold on, what's this? Okay, hold on, here's Trump today, tonight.
Thank you very much. We believe that every precious child is born and unborn is the sacred gift from God. We also had a great victory in the United States Supreme Court 2 days ago for supporters of a thing called the Second Amendment. Has anyone ever heard of the Second Amendment? I told you when I started my campaign that I will protect the Second Amendment, and nobody has protected it like me.
Yeah, right. That's what I just heard. I don't believe that's that.
For the Republican Party, we are today the party of life, and we are the party of everyone. We're the party of everyone.
Thank you, Trump.
Now, in his defense, he may have made that video prior to the campaign of 2016. But if he was doing it while he was campaigning, take another look at Trump. Okay.
He was president, because I see.
Yeah. Well, I'm just about to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing still goes on this, and you guys know I take up for Donald Trump.
Well,
you can't depend on him to go after the media, go after the ratchet rhino Republicans, go after the Democrats, go after Schumer, go after Pelosi, and go after Adam Schiff. The people got to do some of this stuff themselves, which would be easier to go after the media. Easier, should I say.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at that story about what your Democrats is talking about doing. I can't stand these people, man. I can't stand them. All of them, but I can't stand them. Look at the picture in the background where some fool is licking a woman's nose.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, that hasn't got to me yet.
I hope everybody saw 2,000 views. I hope everybody saw
it. And
that's determined.
Is that the video or my phone?
I was just going to ask the same thing. Is it just me, or is everything, like, super choppy all of a sudden?
It's got to be the video.
It's super choppy.
Donnie, it sounds like you.
Probably is.
Sounds like the. Okay, I hear you then. Keep talking.
The video, well, it's not Donnie per se, it's the video. Everybody here can hear everybody else without any kind of choppiness, so it's probably. It's your browser, probably, Donnie. You've had trouble with that browser.
Oh, I know. I know. Oh, wow. Yankee.
You sound better now, though.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you.
Whatever you did.
I didn't do a thing. I'm just sitting here. I wish I could lie. Okay. St. Louis.
Sitting now, it's starting again.
Yeah, it's starting again, Donnie. I don't know if that's a recording or your phone or what.
Nah, I'm not on the phone.
No, that's you.
Oh, that's you. Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, you too. Everybody getting choppy. Must be a bad storm in the area.
If everybody gets hung up on, okay, I'm going to put it out there if you can hear, but not talk because of choppiness. If we all get closed off, if Blog Talk hangs up on us, I will start up an episode because I have time for today on my show, Lucid Libertarian. If we all get cut off, I'll start up a new show on within like 5 minutes, and people can call into that. this libertarian, and I'll give you the number just in case, since people are getting choppy and stuff. Might not be a good idea to just put it out there that I can create an episode on the fly. And the call-in number for my show is 563-999-3698. 563-999-3698, Lucid Libertarian on Blog Talk. So like I said, if we all get cut off, I can set up an episode within 5 minutes so we can all, everybody can call in and we can continue.
And what are we talking about?
talking about Donnie's ineptness again.
Don just got kicked off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, Lorianne, could you repeat that phone number?
Oh, fuck. Okay, but I mean, this episode is still going. Does he still have access to the switchboard?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, shit.
Well, we're still on.
Just let it roll.
Cinnamon.
Yes.
Well, since he's not here, we should close down. And then go.
Ask him if he wants me to set up a show real quick on my channel, and have everybody
right
call
now,
into that.
Yeah, so far, as long as it's not, you know, it's still rolling. So it's just him
right.
That's dropped.
Yeah, it's as we all know right now. It's obvious that we're on, but since Donnie isn't here, you know, Donnie's the host, so. We should close down and go to where he is, unless, of course, he and Cinnamon have plans.
Well, yeah, it is midnight, and so really a choice. We can continue here, but I'll be on the ready, because it's just like if he's having problems and if other people have problems and it looks like Blog Talk is screwing with us, then I'll set up an episode, and we can all be back together within 5 minutes.
Yeah, see, that's what you guys get for, you know, him complaining at the beginning of the show about Blog Talk.
Yeah. Everybody's
exactly.
Out too, you know.
So, again, 563-999-3698. 563-999-3698. That's the backup, Lucid Libertarian. I am on the ready, like, if, you know, I sense, you know,
okay.
Blog Talk, I sense Blog Talk fuckery, and so... It could be that, you know, we might not regret it that I put it out there.
Well, it's good you put it out there.
Because I still got time for tonight. It's only 9 o'clock here Pacific time. So I still got my Saturday time for my show. So it's not a big deal. If Blog Talk screws the show and hangs up on everybody and we all start getting choppy and blah, blah, blah. Or if Donnie wants me to do it right now, I'm happy to do so either way.
Right now, he says he can listen. I don't know what he's listening on.
That lazy. Tell him to get his ass in here. Since he can't, and never mind.
He just came in.
I'm going to tune out myself. I'm getting ready to fall asleep.
Read that article he got there, Cinnamon. You take over. Put your foot down.
Oh, that's right. Cinnamon, you haven't had the opportunity to be a talk show host. Now it is.
Oh no! There was a while there that I was the host.
Oh really?
For a stretch.
Oh.
That was before you.
Yeah. So you got the opportunity again, since Donnie wants to listen. Then it's you know, you can come up, and Laurie will save herself the exertion of opening up a new show, and you can take the vessel by the. By the rudder.
Oh, yeah. He did this once before to me. And it was it was Pianchi that stuck with us. And all the women. Don had to go to bed. He wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
And
right. Tell
yep.
him tell him and our condolences and no kidding around, because if he had to go to bed then no fun to be sick.
Yeah, no,
well,
but
anyway,
that was before. Right now, He just got kicked off and he said he's going to get snacks.
Oh, that lazy bastard.
He can't get it right, can he?
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if it's going to be quiet like this, I'm going to get off because I'm going to go visit Lorianne later on tonight anyway.
Okay.
Wow, you're later on.
I'm still here.
Well, yeah, but I mean, since Donnie isn't here and Cinnamon isn't taking over right now,
isn't stepping up to the plate?
Enough. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, Who else do we got still on
that wants to still like talk and stuff? We got to take a poll there too.
Well, Cinnamon's just about to take over the reins.
No. Let's see who's here. We got
Lorianne, Frank,
here,
Bianchi, and
me
and you.
Okay. Frank's going, getting ready to go to bed.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
And Adrian.
Yep. And hey.
What? It was.
So, John Doe's right here.
And John Doe.
Oh, John Doe.
Sounds like Bianchi, you're still here?
Yeah, I'm here in body, but I don't know about the spirit.
Just one of those nights.
Everything was going so smooth there for a while.
Yeah.
What happened?
Do you have a blackout sentiment or what?
No, we do have some storms coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Or if it was just him complaining about Blog Talk, which it might have been.
Well, we should have a right to complain about it because there's been too many mishaps by Blog Talk.
Oh, I know. You never know. Sometimes they cut you right at midnight, and then there's other times that, you go until 5 o'clock in the dang morning.
Well, not only that, like I said before, I've been on shows where I just got cut off. Sometimes I think it's the app. I don't know why. But at other times, it just seems as though no warning and bang, I'm off.
Yeah. There's been times where we're in the middle of a conversation and somebody's speaking and I get, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
goodbye.
I hate that
yeah.
voice.
Yeah.
I hate that voice.
Mm. Yep. Many, many a time. And then,
what was the topic at the time? What's the topic at the time?
On my
when
show?
They cut you,
usually,
no, it's just
control.
When they cut you off like that, it might cut you off because of the topic. They don't want
to
talk about
it. No, I don't think,
stuff.
I think it's more in the after hours, so it's more into the weird crap or just the goofy stuff.
Okay.
So I don't think it's the controversy stuff.
Okay. I mean, if they're monitoring YouTube, they're probably monitoring this, too.
Well, they've been doing
that
for years, but to the extent that they think we're dangerous, they just monitor everybody's conversation in the United States. That's been shown.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was just talking about tonight.
They just do tag words.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That John Doe was talking about, about them being able to get more arms or more ways to intercept what you're doing. That's what he's talking about tonight. It was a bill that everybody's focused on this Roe versus Wade and what's the other top thing going on right now. They took it off of, and you couldn't. Who's ever playing that when the background's distracting?
I'm sorry, that was Don coming out of his room. He keeps his TV very loud.
Good.
But yeah, they were conversed. Everything was in the media about the abortion rights and then the gun rights. Where on the other hand, what John Doe was saying, what they were passing at the legislation, the laws that they were passing, nobody even knows about. And this is a prime example, about what YouTube does.
We've got people. We've got Snowden was a whistleblower and was trying to tell everybody that they're spying on all your crap. Supposedly, you said it was all fine when they were just doing foreign entities. So if you're talking to somebody that was, you know, in another country, you knew you were being spied on, no big deal. But he said that everybody's being spied on now. They brought up Stingray. They brought up all these other stuff. And then everybody goes, oh, okay, but I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't care. It's just, I want to smack people in the forehead sometimes.
I hear you. I had that conversation with some people about 2 months ago. Not on Blog Talk Radio, but yeah, go ahead, Sam.
The whole thing about leaving England wasn't just about taxes without representation. It was about
religion.
It was about religion. It was about free speech, because that's a big thing in England. You've got free speech up to a certain point, and you can't. You can make fun of the government, but you can't make fun of the monarchy, and you can't go over the top when you're making fun of the government. So
just to support you, another thing, like what you were saying, it wasn't just about taxes. It was about how Britain and the British rule over the colonies had basically outlawed any kind of political gathering. They limited things just like COVID. They limited it to, like, if there's more than a group of six people, then you were going to be questioned, and then even more than four people. So they barred, like, you know, any kind of political gatherings or anything. And so that was another big part of it, because they were stifling in several states their ability to, you know, gather politically and stuff, and that was for a reason. So, yeah, you know, it was way more than just taxes.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I was saying, like, in England you can only criticize certain ways without, And people don't seem to care. And has anybody noticed that the UK has ruled that Julian Assange extradition is possible. He's coming to the United States to be tried for.
Yeah.
He can't be tried for treason because he's not a United States citizen.
Mm-hmm. And he could face the death penalty too.
Espionage. That's what it was. Yes, thanks, John Doe.
Yeah, you can't try him for treason. We ain't war with nobody.
You don't have to be
and he's not an American citizen.
Yeah.
But so everybody just keeps going, it's no big deal. Man, we have so few people that our media is supposed to be the fifth estate. They're supposed to be the watchers of the government. Yeah. You know, we got our little three-ring circus, and then we had, you know, fourth estate that was, you know, going to point out where somebody's going wrong or somebody's going right. And they're not doing that anymore. And they haven't been doing that for a while. They haven't been doing that since